And so then, I put my finger up my butthole, right? And I walked up to Kelly Nelson, and I said, do you smell lemongrass? And she smelled my finger and puked. Oh, God, you should have been there.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm Seymour.
And I'm Kobach.
I played so much of that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 141. I'm C4.
And I'm Cobar.
It is December 17th, 2006. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us. Everybody figured out how that works again. At c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is #Gamer. And we're here to kind of make up for episode 140. It was not our best effort. We tried, but we didn't have a lot to say.
Yeah.
And like I said on IRC, I actually apologized, I think, before I even put the show up. But it takes time to brew the good stuff. We had to cook this episode for a little bit, and I'm really excited to do this, do 141 here, because we've got some really, really exciting things to talk about. Not even really new things, just things that are really interesting and a lot of fun for people, and so I'm pretty happy about that. You're going to be looking forward to some Xbox Live Arcade Talk today. So if you don't have one of those, you can look forward to, and those of you that do have it probably wish we wouldn't talk about it, because you've probably already gone through all this. Also, there's been a lot of confusion on which episode we're going to do the Game of the Year show on. Mm. Like, what number it's going to be, because everybody's asking me on IRC if it's going to be, like, this show or the next show. It's actually, I don't know how this is going to work, because it seems to be that it's going to come on, the day that we usually record is New Year's Eve this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, might not happen, because it's such an unusual day.
Yeah, I have no plans, but I mean.
Yeah, me neither.
So it might happen. We have to see our significant others feel
right
about that.
Yeah, that's just it. And it's gonna, if not, it'll be the week after. So you've got some time.
Right.
So head over to the forums. Go to the last option down there is Game Radio Related, and the very first option in the forum, the very first thread there is all about the Game of the Year show. So be sure and cast your vote for your favorite games and movies and whatever other weird little moments and stuff that we had in there. Always, always a fantastic show, the Game of the Year show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on my list right now, too. I don't put, like last year, we didn't post ours. We just did it on the show. You know, got to keep that whole suspenseful and reason to listen thing on there and stuff. You can also email us your submissions. Just go to the forum, copy the list of categories, and then just write your email and fill in your games and whatnot, little stories and whatnots, anecdotes about these awesome games and things that have happened to you over the year with such games. Let us know. It's going to be good stuff. Now, on to the email. We do have quite the... It's not even that many. We got some huge ones here. So our first email is from Andy Boyd. Now, we talked about him last show. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that, like, said, I've never played games, or made it sound, at least, like,
right,
he hadn't played very many games. He sent us an email, a little bit more background on him. It says, I just listened to episode 140, and to satisfy your curiosity, I will give you a little background on me. First, I'm in my late 20s. I never really got into gaming. I started with a Commodore 64 playing G.I. Joe, Impossible Mission, etc. Didn't last too long for me on that. My next venture into gaming was a Nintendo Entertainment System. I pretty much played the hell out of it. Alas, that didn't last long either. Then came the Genesis. Sega! I got that when it was first out, and I got Altered Beast with it. Bought a few games for it, like Phantasy Star 2, NBA Jam, and some other games that are slipping my memory.
He's on fire!
He's on fire. I did not like that game very much.
No.
The reason for few games on my Genesis was the fact that I got Sega Channel from my cable company. They would give me a device that looked like an oversized cartridge with a coax plug in the back of it. You would hook your cable up to it, plug it into your system, and power it on. You would get around 50 games that would change every month. That stopped once I had other interests. Poontang. You know what? I actually got to see that, the Sega Channel.
I remember it vaguely. I didn't have
it. Yeah, I saw one person with it at the time, and we were not too terribly impressed with it.
It's a good idea.
No, it was. It really was a decent idea, but it just didn't really take off at the time. Next up, PlayStation 1. Not sure what I played on it, but I know it died before its time. Of course, PS2 and GameCube were next. PS2 was only used for the Final Fantasy series, and the GameCube for Super Smash Bros. Melee. Super Smash was forced on me by a friend who wanted me to join his crew. He went on to a lot of tournaments for this game. I went to one of them, and as you can guess, I got my ass handed to me. Never made it past the first round. Waste of $20. Now, my niece has the GameCube and the PS2. She's 9 years old, and she plays them all the damn time. It's a shame when a 9-year-old can kick your ass in Soul Calibur 3.
Especially a girl.
Yeah. That's even worse. As you can see, I am no stranger to gaming. It's just I never immersed myself into gaming to really enjoy it. At the time, it was more of something to do to kill the time than anything. After finding your show, not sure how, though, might have been through hackermedia.org, my view on gaming being a time waster has been all but incinerated. Again, I thank you both for all that you have done so far. Your show is entertaining to me, at least. The banter between you two are classic. I will keep both of you updated with my first real immersion into the gaming world.
I see. So we made you a hardcore gamer. That's cool.
I'm still very interested in this because that's like, it almost sounds to me like he could actually name the games he's played. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
on like two hands.
Yeah, you know, like maybe 20 games or something, it sounds like. Like, you could almost really just get that list down there, which is still really interesting because, you know, it would be neat to see him play a lot of these, like, controversial is not the word, but like the critical games, to see what he thinks of them. Mm-hmm. Like, if we sat somebody down who isn't so freaking jaded in front of Gears of War.
Right.
You know, and see what they said. And in front of even something, you know, a terrible game, just to see if you would pick up on that it's a bad game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that makes you sound kind of like a dog, you know. but that's not what I mean. You know what I mean? To find out if somebody could make those drastic, you know what I mean? Like, to see if somebody could tell a bad game that got terrible reviews and everybody hates, and if there's reason behind it, or if people just hated it because. And well, if we sat that same person down in front of a game like Katamari, would they just be their mind blown that they've seen such an original game? Or would it be like, wow, that was a fun game, but not so enthused because they're not tired of the same old crap. Right. So this didn't seem new to them.
I think they would catch on the bad games. Like, you sit anybody in front of Superman 64 and they... it's a bad game.
Yeah, yeah.
But I see what you mean. Like, some of the stuff that we've just kind of glossed over, maybe, because...
Maybe, yeah, some of that, too. And Katamari, I'm glad I came up with that, is a good example, because that game, critical acclaim, but I'm wondering how much of that was just because it wasn't the same games that we've had, you know, which is fine. I mean, that's good. That doesn't mean it's a bad game or any worse than it should be. I want to make you my gerbil. You know what I mean? Like, we're scientists, and we have... test mice now, you know? You know, like, try this game, you know? Let's see if it turns him into a mutant or grows a third arm or something like that.
Yeah, he said he got a 360, didn't he? You better have Gears.
Yeah, he has a 360 and a DS. That's like one hell of a way. Now, hopefully he listened to the show before the last one where we talked about, like, the games for the holiday season and whatnot. Right, hopefully he's blowing all of his hard-earned money that he saved up because he hasn't been playing video games for all these years.
He's got a giant list now.
Yeah. On all kinds of good stuff. And there's an awful lot of good games coming out for these things, and it's going to be really interesting to hear what somebody who's really kind of like jumping in head first into the middle of all this madness. You know what's going to happen? In like 4 weeks, he's going to decide that gamers are crazy. And that they spend way too much money on their hobby.
We are crazy.
And way too much time arguing. We got another email here from, a real name. This is from Steve M. The future of the Xbox 360. Dun, 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 dun. Nice. Hey guys, I've been slowly catching up with the old show, so I don't know if you've addressed this issue yet. As much as you've been pimping the 360, I was wondering if you talked about the leaner, meaner Xbox 360 model that's supposed to be coming out the first quarter of next year. Trust me, between some Xbox Live Arcade stuff like Geometry Wars and Small Arms, and exclusive games like Dead Rising, I've been torn the last year about giving in and buying a first-generation 360. I've trolled all sorts of news sites looking for the faintest hints about a more definitive release date for the revised 360, but ever since it was first admitted by Microsoft it was upcoming, there really hasn't been any information. I've read all sorts of theories, from what they want to release it with a larger hard drive to even adding HDMI output on the machine, and even making a new model with the HD DVD drive built in. Even if it's just the updated CPU, which runs cooler, and thus the 360 doesn't have such a loud fan, I'd be happy. But the waiting and waiting is killing me. What's your opinion on this issue? Look forward to the next show. Steve M.
Okay, so the only thing that is confirmed, as far as I know. The only thing Microsoft has said is that it's the 65 nanometer chip.
Yes.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
And all that does is lower the power consumption by a couple watts.
Yep.
You might see a 10-cent difference in your power bill over
right.
the next year.
So that's not going to be a that's not going to be a big concern. I think the concern, obviously.
Is the heat.
Right.
But even that, a 65 nanometer chip is just a few degrees cooler. I mean, it's not a lot.
It seems to matter.
Really?
Well, what was my Prescott? That had to be a 90. It was
old. Prescott. Other 90 nanometer chips are not as hot as the Prescott.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Okay. But still, it could be a drastic difference.
It could be.
And drastic being probably 30 degrees Celsius, maybe, at most, I would say, probably. Okay, now that's a considerable amount of temperature, and therefore your Xbox will be quieter. They will have slower fans in it. But I will tell you this right now. It's not the fans that make the noise.
No, the biggest noise is the drive.
Yeah,
that thing is loud.
Yeah, you fire up a game and you know that you just turned on, a retail game.
I don't even barely hear it anymore if I'm playing like Geometry Wars or something. It's not that loud.
I just kind of drown it out. I mean, your normal low volume drowns out the fan noise. It's the definitely the DVD drive. Now, I have heard, as far as the HD DVD drive built in, I have heard that in like one place as like far speculation rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as the...
There's almost no good reason as far as Microsoft
isn't.
Is concerned.
Right, there isn't. They put out the yeah, no, there really isn't. They're not going to make games specifically for that if they did.
Can't.
Okay, and here... Well, they could. They could. If they put out a unit that would play games on the HD DVD, they could make games that would play on HD DVD.
Okay,
but
no
they,
one would.
I tell you why they wouldn't. Okay? And my proof of this... And if you think to yourself, well, maybe they would put out a few games. Right? I'm sure a lot of the listeners are sitting there going, well, if they did, they could put out, I'm sure they'd put out a few, and that would be acceptable. Okay, I'll tell you they won't. And my proof of that they won't is, Microsoft, they're pretty rigid with this thing. You know what I mean? Like, they say there will be no games that will be on the HD DVD drive. Period. There will be no game that requires a hard drive. Period. There will be no Xbox Live Arcade game that does not fit on a memory card, period.
Mm-hmm.
And they have managed to stick to this. And I don't think that they would say, well, we'll let 10 or 15 games slide on the HD DVD.
You might end up seeing a multi-DVD game, like, say, Final Fantasy 13 does end up on the 360.
Right.
Like
speculation.
It's just a rumor
right now.
But,
right.
They might have an HD DVD version.
I can see that.
For DVD games, there might be an HD DVD version.
But I could definitely see them put out a multiple DVD version
right.
also. And it would be more like a special collector's edition of an HD DVD version.
Yeah.
If any of this was to happen, but I don't see it.
Sony Square, in this case, wouldn't want to do just HD DVD because
right.
they're cutting out too much of the profit,
right.
too much of the market share.
Right, right. I don't see this happening at all. Like I said, I've only seen it in one place where they thought about it, and you know how people like to make shit up.
And Microsoft would much rather sell you the drive, the external drive.
Right. Well, also, and Microsoft isn't dumb. They know that, okay. Ask any random tool on the street. Xbox or PlayStation. What's going to happen?
PlayStation.
Ask any random jackass on the street, would you rather spend $400 or $600? What's going to happen?
And they're going to say $400.
$400. They're not going to make a more expensive version of the 360 with an HD DVD. I just don't see it. It's not going to happen. There's
no way. At best... The HD DVD will get put internal when the price drops, and so that the current premium becomes $300, and then the one with the HD DVD becomes $400.
I could see that, but I still don't see it happening. I still don't. I mean, but again, it's all rumors. There's nothing that we've ever seen that says it, and I stay pretty on top of this stuff, believe it or not.
The point is, it's certainly not going internal for this generation.
It's going to be a while. If it does, I'm going to say it's at least another year out.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
It won't be this new version.
No, it'll never happen. I'm convinced. But I'm saying that, it's going to be a long, long time from now. Also, HDMI. Because the PS3 does have an HDMI connector, and that is a big thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, Microsoft included, swear up and down there's no HDMI planned for the 360. I have seen, unless they were doctored, pictures of an Xbox 360 motherboard with an HDMI connector.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly came from a factory in friggin' Taiwan or China or wherever.
Well, and see, I read something from Microsoft that said they were tossing around the idea.
Right. So it wouldn't surprise me if, these motherboard shots were from prototype units.
But,
again, they have said no.
I really see this, again, being something that becomes a new premium.
version. Yeah, that would make a good sense, right?
A lot of this stuff might happen when the price drops and they want a new $400 system. Right.
Now, these things that we've mentioned so far, minus the chip changing here, is far away.
Right.
If ever. Okay, right. So I would say don't even worry about it. Do not think about the HDMI. Do not think about the HD DVD coming built in. The hard drive. He mentioned a larger hard drive in here. Now, everybody hates the fact that this thing only has a 20-gig hard drive, myself included.
A bigger hard drive will come because of that fact.
It has to at some point. It has to at some point. And, you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, refuse to buy multiple hard drives if it came to that. You know, let's say the arcade just tripled all of a sudden. There was just that many good games out there. And I would want, you know, so many of these. At some point, you start running out of room. Just the games that you bought.
As well as these HD games, these demos start being 3 and 4 gigs.
These games are big, yeah. And plus, there's that whole, you know, video marketplace thing. You've got to have, like, 4 gigs on your thing free for TVs, or not TV shows, but movies that are HD.
Games might start using bigger swap, although that's in its whole separate section, so.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But still, I mean, I could definitely see that happening. What I'm afraid of is the price tag. Because anybody who knows anything knows that a 20-gig laptop hard drive is not $100.
Yeah, no.
Okay, and so what if Microsoft decides we're going to give the gamers a 100-gig hard drive? So by their pricing scale, does that mean I'm going to have to shell out like $500? You know? Obviously not.
In my estimation, the 20-gig will go away. It'll disappear.
It needs to. It needs to just go away. Or become like a – well, see, the problem that they have is themselves, okay? Because they have a 64-megabyte memory card that's $40.
Mm-hmm.
That's retarded expensive. That's insanity, okay? There's also that rumor of the 256-megabyte memory card, okay? Which, yeah, you're looking at my – I know I have one. I don't trust hard drives for save games. I'm sorry. I'm paranoid, all right? So I back them up onto a little memory card. And they're supposed to be making a 256 meg memory card, which somebody told me on IRC that they'd been saying this for a long time, like since launch. And they still don't have it out, but it will be interesting to see what the price on that is, too.
But also it'd be interesting to see if that means that they up
the Xbox size Live Arcade required. Size. Yeah. Because, you know, Sony has that 500 megabyte limit. This would enable Microsoft to bump their limit to 256 megabytes, which would be more than enough. For a lot of these games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even RoboBlitz fits in the 50
megabytes. Yeah, amazingly enough, you can stuff ass into 50 megabytes. what was the last thing that we wanted to mention about this? Oh, and, you know, another good reason for this chip. I know a lot of people, usually techies, are pretty excited because of the chip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Myself included. If you haven't caught up, because Steve said that he hadn't caught up on all the shows yet. So maybe he hasn't hit the shows where I first got the 360, and I did my conversation with my buddy Bobcat about all the objections I had, and this was one of my objections, and how we overcame that. And so maybe he needs to listen to that show again, if maybe he hasn't got there yet or just kind of missed that. Because people miss all kinds of stuff on this show. Somebody asked me today, do you have a VGA cable for your Xbox 360? And I'm like, holy
yes.
Shit. Every show, I'm sure, for 3 months, at some point I've mentioned that. Yes, I do. But anyway, the big sense in this, techies love the idea of this smaller chip, basically because it's going to run cooler. Less power consumption. It's a better product. Microsoft loves this because they can make more of them. More chips on their wafer. That's why they're doing it. Not to please you. They're doing it for money.
I really don't think it's going to make it that much cooler.
It's not going to... Okay, fuck the cooling. It's not going to make it any different. It's not going to make it faster. It's not going to make it better. Okay, I think the concern comes, is it going to prevent the issues that the people are having with their 360s? Now, I'll tell you. I don't think it's the chip. The chip isn't doing the overheating. It's the RAM on the board, and it's used by the video card that seems to be doing the overheating. That's not going to have shit fuck all.
Yours broke down because of the video card.
Right,
I can totally tell because of the way
it
broke down.
Exactly. And this seems to be a very common and large problem. So I don't think it's going to matter all that much.
Mm-hmm.
I would still not mind having it. Like, if it came down to which one of these should I get, and they were both sitting on a shelf, I would pick the new one. But, you know, I wouldn't want to go that many months, of course, because that's not going to be an issue for a long time, without playing these great games. And that's a lot of catch-up you're going to have to do come... Oh, and by the way, he asked for a date. I heard March.
Really?
Yeah, I was hearing March, and I was hearing March was when they were going to start manufacturing the actual units with the chip, which means sometime after March they're going to be on the shelves because they
quite a bit after March.
Right, they have to blow through
off,
their stock.
Yeah,
yeah, so just to give you an idea, this is what I've been
Probably looking at mid-2007 at best.
Right, that's what, yeah, definitely, definitely. So you're going to be waiting a while. I plan on July, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's too long to wait.
The other thing is, you'll never know. Unless you wait until 2008, you will not know if you get a new version 2.
Yeah, well...
It's not going to say version 2 on the box.
No, it won't, but you can see the serial number from outside the box.
Oh, and it'll be a...
And
you'll
guarantee,
know that serial number,
yes, yeah,
is where it starts.
Or it'll have a B on the end or something. Yeah. Because all these websites keep track of this stuff, so yeah.
Right.
From Kiduk, all natural penile implants. Wait a minute. Honest to God, that was the title of the email, which was great, because at first I go to click it as spam. No, it's not spam. Hey, C4 and Koba.
It's just a good thing you knew the name.
No, he actually wrote after that, this is not spam.
Oh.
But I just didn't put on the notes because it was funnier this way. Hey, C4 and Kobar, I decided to email a review of Guitar Hero 2 from Harmonix. Guitar Hero 2 is a music game where you push the colored buttons on your guitar controller and then strum the note. That was useless information because of how much press the two-game franchise has gotten since its conception. The gameplay is simple and fun. It is easy to catch on and super addicting. You can play in virtually any position, sitting upright, lounging, laying down, or all standing up and pretending that you're that guy from that band. This is mostly because of the amazing comfortable-to-use guitar. It doesn't seem to ever get in the way. It is the same core gameplay, but I don't see how you could change it much. The graphics and visuals are really fitting. Everything is covered in cliche rock and roll symbols. An example is that if there is a place where a number would be, like a scoreboard or barcode, is 666, and there are demons and such. I think it really does a good job at being able to not take itself too seriously. It still uses relatively unexciting real guitars, but now when you beat career mode and get five stars on all songs, you can buy a cool slash cartoony guitar. The game also follows the trend of no 90-degree angles or straight lines, which adds to the cartoony feel, which I like. This is an example that you don't need great graphics to have good visual experience that adds to the game. I now have two of the guitar controllers from buying the first one last summer and have played a good deal of multiplayer. I'm not terribly impressed by it, as in it's not the super party game I see it sometimes made out to be. That is pretty much just pretending to the co-op, but I do like the mode where you compete. As long as you play with someone that doesn't suck, it can be really fun, but it tends to be one-sided where if you do better in the beginning, you're set. If you own the first Guitar Hero, you might be disappointed. I heard this game touted as much more difficult, but this is not the case. In the first one, medium difficulty was a challenge, but this time around I didn't miss a note until the second set of songs and didn't get less than a 5-star review till the last song. I was disappointed, and this made it pretty unsatisfying and pissed me off because I only missed notes because I was so bored and inattentive as a result, making the game a little harder to enjoy. But if you do get a challenge in the hard and expert difficulties. The new features are practice mode, characters, and some other shit that I don't remember. The practice mode is a welcome addition. It really helps as actual practice, but it is also fun to try a guitar solo from expert difficulty in slow motion. If you didn't own the original, it's 80 out of 80. It wouldn't hurt to start with the sequel, especially because of some of the added features. But if you own the first one, I would say as low as $65 out of $80, or $40 out of $50 without the controller bundle. In closing, this game has no storyline at all, but is pure fun. Maybe because it's fun to pretend to be a rock star for a lot of people. Thanks for doing the show, I really enjoy it. I've heard really good things about this game. At least the first one.
Yeah.
See, and he's on IRC right now, and he's got a 1 in his name. I couldn't type the tab completion. I thought it was an I. I was like, God damn it. I'm killing you. I'll give him hell on IRC later today.
Yeah, I never really got into this because I've never been a big fan of the whole, what do we even want to call these? Like, pattern games or...
Yeah, that's a good repetitive, not really repeating, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's like Dance Dance Revolution with a guitar.
Yeah,
or like
it's the manly version of DDR. Right.
Or like maybe Parappa the Rapper or something like that.
It's the game for real men. It doesn't make you a gay little Asian girl to play Guitar Hero, but it does to play DDR, right?
But a lot of people really do like this sort of thing, and then so more power to
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said before, I think I've told the story 3 or 4 times now. I saw a guy at a Best Buy play this for 5 hours on a little demo unit. Right? I've never seen that shit happen before.
That's insane. I'm surprised that no one kicked him out so other people could check it out.
I am too. You know, nobody plays the PS3.
Really?
Nobody. There's a crowd of people around the Wii. Which you can't play. Mm-hmm. It's a demo movie you watch.
Really?
Yeah, and there's people crowded around it. And over at the PlayStation 3, which is right next to it. Nobody ever's playing it. It's bizarre.
Wow.
It is freaking me out. Yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
It's down to retail value at eBay.
eBay, yeah, yeah.
No one's even willing to pay extra for it anymore.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for the review on Guitar Hero 2, though.
Yeah,
they should be spelled different. I just have a hard time with some of these. Now, prepare to hear me talk for a very, 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 very long time as the master of emails has sent in a letter. Cushion rocks the show. Hey guys, you were complaining about a lack of email, so I thought I would offer up reviews for Rayman Raving Rabbids for the Nintendo Wii, as well as using the Wii's Virtual Console. Yes, just like Kobar, my significant other has sidestepped me into the next generation by picking up a Wii. I should be upset that this kills any chance of me getting an Xbox 360 this Christmas. But at this point, I think I'll wait until this March or April and see if the rumored price drop and larger hard drive show up, and then get one. Anyway, back to Rayman. Now, if you've never played a Rayman game, it won't matter in Rayman Raving Rabbids because it's all about the minigames. In fact, it's hard to explain the story of Raving Rabbids without just describing the entire game setup. Rayman's been captured by a shitload of rabbids, bug-eyed psycho bunnies, that force him to do trials every day in a Colosseum-style arena. In game terms, the arena is basically a hub world with five doors. Four doors are minigames, beat three out of the four, and the fifth larger door opens. Beat its minigame, always a rail shooter, think Area 51. You ever play that in the arcade?
That's actually not true, though.
No?
Most of the time it's a rail shooter, sometimes it's a racer.
Ah, okay.
It's been a couple things, okay. But mostly it's a rail shooter.
Okay. Beat its minigame and you're back in your cell. And that's about it. Not much to it, but when you're talking minigames, it's much more straightforward than your typical Mario Party game. The minigames are almost all unique, and you'll want to keep playing just to see what you'll have to do next. The games range from milking cows to whack-a-mole, try bunnies with a shovel. That's awesome. To basically moving a dot through a maze. The only constant is that the fourth minigame in all the hub worlds is a dance rhythm game, but more on that later. Actually, there is one other constant to all the minigames. They all have a psychotic and sometimes sadistic twist to them, causing funny-as-hell squeaky screams to pour out of your television. Now onto the makeup of the game. While the screams and other sound effects are very satisfying, let's face it, these graphics aren't going to turn any heads. They're GameCube / original Xbox graphics through and through, which is kind of sad from a next-gen launch title. But what can you expect? I've seen ads for this game on PS2 and GBA of all platforms. Although it's alarming to look up in the seats of the hub arena and notice that the bunnies are just three different sprites changing position. That's pretty bad.
That's the one thing graphically that I do not like at all. It is bad.
That's nasty.
And they'll be like spinning around and stuff.
Oh my god.
With their hands up in the air, but it's just like a three-frame right. animation.
Holy cow.
Except for the ones that are directly like around the first ring.
Oh, okay, like the first row of people.
Right, and then all the rest up the stands.
Right.
Yeah.
It's oh my god.
They're not even high res pictures either. It's like they're like fuzzy as well.
Right. Right. Jesus. But what's been Nintendo's defense for the Wii's lack of high-end graphics? It's all about the gameplay, and Rayman is no exception. The Wiimote is spot on, whether you need neurosurgeon-type accuracy or you just need to shake the remote and nunchuck like a crackhead. Even the most played-out type of minigame, the rhythm game, is refreshed in Raving Rabbids. Instead of button presses, you beat the remote and nunchuck like drumsticks along to the beat of actual songs ranging from La Bamba to Hip Hop Hooray. It's so spot on that most times, if you know the beat of the song, you can just go with the beat and be timed perfectly with the game. The gameplay of the minigames also show the potential for future Wii games, such as tilting and dipping the Wiimote in Rare Flying Game, and even how responsive the rail shooter is, and yes, you can even score headshots. But now for complaints about this game. While the minigames are unique, strange, and fun to see what crazy thing you'll do next, many have little to no replay value due to how crazy and sometimes difficult they are. Actually, it's not that they are difficult as much as the goal needed to beat them allow for very few mistakes. Also, don't forget that the minigames are synonymous with party games. While the games are fun, unless you love minigames, the most fun part about this game is watching everybody in the room try and play them and die laughing while they torture buddies on the screen. In other words, this game is not really geared for a single-player experience. This brings me to the multiplayer, which has its upside and downside. On the upside, up to four people can play, varying between simultaneous play and taking turns. Each game's goal is score or time-based, so points are added up, remember points, to declare winners, not just a Mario Party where the winner wins and the rest take all +2 or +1 in the standings. And if you think your score is the shit, it gives a passcode for each score, and you can go on to RaymanZone.com to see how you place with the rest of the players worldwide. The downside is that you can only play games in multiplayer that you've unlocked in the one-player story mode. On top of that, the multiplayer list has the rest of the locked minigames grayed out, which spoils the surprise for them in the story mode. Personally, I found it more fun to just play the story mode and pass the controller around to who wants to play. The last problem spot is saving and the unlockables. You can only save when you return to your cell at the end of the day, which means if you've only beaten a couple of minigames, you're screwed until you finish the hub world. You can unlock the rhythm game songs and different outfits, and the outfit aren't much. DJ gear? That's kind of a strange thing. And the songs can only be played in your cell. Although by sitting on the toilet in your cell, you can go back to the previous days and complete the games you skipped, which only make the fact that you can't save in a mid-hub world even more frustrating. But overall, if you're looking for a great party game besides Wii Sports or just like to get drunk with your roommates, this game is a solid 35 out of 50. If not, I'd still say a $25 game, since it's fun, different, and has a sadistic twist. Now let me see about getting my hands on Twilight Princess. Yes, we need... I want to hear some more on this game. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Also, I thought I would clear up some questions about the Virtual Console and the Wii itself. I know everybody at Game Radio doesn't care for the Virtual Console, but I downloaded Sonic the Hedgehog to check it out. First of all, downloading was a breeze. Even though I'm using my neighbor's spotty Wi-Fi, the game came down in less than 30 seconds. The progress indicator is an 8-bit Mario collecting coins. It takes up 96 blocks of memory on your Wii, and it can't be copied to an SD card. It's installed just on your Wii.
Oh.
Yeah. The bad news is what you'd expect. It plays and sounds just like an emulated ROM. The graphics, music, and gameplay are 99% intact, but several of the sound effects sound muffled, tinny, or a little off. Also, if you hit the home button to exit, the Wii will suspend the game for you to continue later. Did somebody say save states? And now some Wii tips. Don't buy a Virtual Console game and use the Wiimote if you are OCD. The sideways controller style is okay to play, but you'll smudge up the sensor window and be wiping it off between every round. Also, you don't buy the classic controller if you have a GameCube controller, and don't mind sitting close to the Wii. Multi-button games can use either controller. And finally, do not buy an SD card for memory unless you plan on playing a boatload of Wii games. The Wii hard drive, it's flash memory, has about 2,250 blocks on it right out of the box. And personally, between Sonic, Rayman, and Wii Sports, I'm using 101 blocks. This leaves a 1 gig SD card with 7,745 blocks and nothing on it. Remember, you cannot transfer your Virtual Console games. Just some words of advice. Well, I think that's enough for now. My gay ass me will be seeing yours soon as I find my friend code. Later, Cushion.
That really sucks. What happens if your Wii breaks down?
Yeah, you have to send it to Nintendo. No, because I went through this. I had to look all this up when this happened to me before I just returned mine and said, fuck the whole deal. Because they said, okay, at first their thing was, we'll send you the Wii. You keep yours and you can keep playing. Save your shit to your SD card. And when the new one comes, just switch it.
Mm-hmm.
And copy, you know, you have your save game on your SD card.
Save's fine, but what about
the games? If you had Virtual Console games on it, you had to ship it to Nintendo and wait 10 days.
Oh.
And then they would transfer them for you. Right? Now, I understand this. Completely. Well, no. I understand this 85% of the, you know. At some point, however, you're going to run out of space. You're going to want to have a couple games. Okay, and that's Mario, he said. Super fucking Mario Brothers, wasn't it?
No. That's the progress. He got Sonic.
Oh, that's right. Sonic. That's right. He got Sonic. Oh, okay. Well, that's a 16-bit Genesis game then. But what about, I mean, how big is that ROM?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not very big. They're not very big. But you're probably looking at like 16, 30 megs or something for like Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get up there.
Yeah, the 64 games end up being like 64 megs or something.
I don't think that quite that big. I thought they were like 16 or 32 or something. I thought
I saw one that was like 67.
Zelda. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's a few that are like, they're massive. They were heavier carts, too.
Yeah,
it was great. But yeah, in any case, that's not a lot of space. You know, it's like Microsoft and their damn 20-gig hard drive here. It's not a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play around with it still some, though. But, and I probably would have downloaded some game by now. Just, you know, out of curiosity, if anything, to check out the Virtual Console. You know, probably, who knows what game it would have been. But it would have been kind of fun to dink around with it. But I really don't see me getting too into this. I mean, this is, you know, emulators do exist, people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use an Xbox 360 controller on your computer and play any old game you want.
Well, like Cushion said, I would be using the GameCube controller for these.
Yeah, not
the fucking classic
that,
thing.
That classic controller seemed like a great idea, but I hated it. Once I got my hands on it, I was really disappointed with it.
Yeah, everything that needs the classic controller, you can use a GameCube controller for.
Yeah. So. There's only speculation that some of the TurboGrafx-16 and Genesis games won't work with it, right?
Oh, really?
And that you may have to have the classic controller for it, yeah. Yeah. So, on to... No, I don't want to do that again.
Well, but quickly, luckily when you buy the console, there's little icons that say what controllers it'll work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay. That's cool.
They'll let you know.
Did you buy any games yet?
I have not.
Okay. You need to get on that. I'll sacrifice $10 worth of movies on the Xbox Marketplace if you'll buy a game or two.
All right, we'll see.
We've got to check it out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how much there is to check out. Yeah, I bought a movie and watched it on Xbox Live Marketplace. It worked. I downloaded a virtual console game. It was Mario Brothers, and it worked. Nintendo replaces weak Wiimote straps. This was all in the news this week, all over the place, because frickin' morons don't know how to play video games. There's two websites I've seen for this. WiiDamage.com and WeHaveAProblem.com. Wii, of course, is W-I-I. And this is basically reports of people breaking, usually household items, glasses, televisions, cups, windows. Some kid got smacked in the face. Some girl, some lady, her boyfriend smacked her in the face playing Zelda, gave her a black eye. Be a pretty good, too. Pretty
she had
good.
A shiner.
I've seen lots of lamps, lights damaged. Now, we've also happened to come across a story on a guy, I can't remember what website we were looking at, where the guy was testing his strap. Mm-hmm. He hung like 30 pounds of shit off of his strap, and
easy.
It did not break.
Easy. 25 pounds of books and a gallon of water.
And some other shit. Cutlery set.
A gallon of water is pretty heavy. I can't remember exactly how heavy
pounds.
It is. Yeah.
I think it's 7 pounds. It's either 7 or 8. I think it's 7. I thought it was 7. But it might be 8. 25 pounds of books, a cutlery set, all kinds of crazy shit. In any case, it didn't break until, what did he do to it? Oh, he pretended to be playing.
Mm-hmm. And it was fine.
And like over the top playing, though. Like ridiculous, over enthusiastic playing, and letting go of the control, though. Seeing if those particular movements would do it. And finally, he ended up just pulling it.
Hard.
Like hard. He said it was shaking. What the hell site was that? God, I can't remember. I don't even know how I found it. But in any case.
So I don't know if he just got lucky and got a really good one.
Well, it also depends on when he got his Wii. They've been using those new straps since December.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. They replaced him, like, right away. So maybe he has a newer one and doesn't know it. No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure since he's doing this whole story on it,
he
probably
paid attention.
Yeah. But in any case, in fact, you probably think, come to think of it, maybe he did say launch Wii in the little story there. But in any case, there's those two websites you can check out some carnage, Wii carnage.
So these are people just being stupid.
That's what I think this is, too. Now, the best part is, the Consumer Product Safety Commission needs to get involved. Because this is their job, you know? Mm. When kids swallow a plastic fucking, you know, Barbie leg because it comes off for Hooker Barbie, they get involved. Kids get killed, they choke on things. Apparently we're worried about people getting weed in the
impaled.
Face. I don't know. Yeah. Impaled by a Wiimote.
Well, if it can go through a TV...
Yeah, no shit,
plastic.
Huh? Of course it's going to go right through your stomach. Nintendo.com/consumer/strap-replace.jsp. Nintendo filed a report, though, with the Consumer Product Safety Commission about these straps. They did not investigate Nintendo. Nintendo reported the problem of the straps breaking. They're offering up to 4 replacement straps for free. You just go to that website we just said, nintendo.com/consumer/strap-replace.jsp. You type in your name, address, how many you want. I find it incredibly difficult to believe that people would pick less than 4. That's the max. And you give them your Wii console serial number. And I'm kind of bummed. I wish I would have kept my serial number. Or at least had it jotted down somewhere so I could lie and get me some free little straps to hook onto stuff.
They would allow you to get up to 4, but would require the serial numbers of the controllers that you bought.
I'm sure it doesn't cost a ton for them to make, really. You know, I mean, so whatever. And I just want to rip them off. I just want some straps that say Nintendo. I want stuff for, I don't know, I like shit like that. In any case... the Consumer Product Safety Commission said that they're going to be keeping an eye on this now. So, like, they've kind of brought the attention upon themselves, and that, you know, the retarded internet community getting a good chuckle over this, you know, might be getting Nintendo in a little trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being eyeballed for a terrible child killer toy. That's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to die. Oh, somebody's going to die. Oh, my God. It's going to be bad. Some idiot broke his clavicle muscle playing the baseball game. He swung too hard trying to get a home run. I mean, for God's sakes. Like, okay, now here's the thing. On one hand, I think it's incredibly cool that people are getting that into gaming. On the other hand,
it's a little
hold on to the
fun.
Controller.
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as too fun,
no,
Kobar.
Too far?
No.
No, too far?
No, no, too far. No way. Because I want to be one of those people. I wanted more than anything.
You want to break your clavicle?
Yes. I want to have, when I die, I want to be like this 80-year-old guy with scars and broken bones. This is when I beat Dragon Quest XIV. The dragon pierced my fucking skin here and almost ripped my shoulder out. You know? God damn it. I want to be one of you, but I need a VGA cable and better games, Nintendo. Get on it. Until then, Microsoft is rising to the occasion with the Xbox Live Arcade, and you too can be the owner of 100,000 Microsoft points for free.
Oh, Billy Bucks.
I refuse to call them that. I like them. I don't like the points, though. I like the arcade and the marketplace. http://promos.vugames.com/assaultheroesgame. Okay? Did you catch that? Probably not. This is open only to legal residents in the 50 United States, including D.C., 13 years and up. The game ends January 31st, 2007. I think the drawing is in, like, March. It's a drawing, basically, for 100,000 points. This is from the guys that put out, Sierra, the guys that did Assault Heroes. Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating the release of their game with this little... Not little. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
100,000 Microsoft points? That's like 250 copies of Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's worth it. In any case, I entered. I plan to get spammed, you know, because, oh, they need an email address, too.
I'll enter. Fuck.
Fuck yeah, for 100,000 free points? Dude.
That's like every arcade game for the next...
Ever.
Yeah.
For quite some time. That's for damn sure. Because do we know how many points are our total? Like 40,000, I think, right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how much it is? No. Can't be that many. 40,000?
It was something close.
No, it can't be 40,000. It's got to be 24,000 or 28,000 total.
Oh.
I think. It can't be 40,000, because then of the 39 games, they'd all be 1,000 points.
Oh, right.
So it's got to be like 24,000, 28,000 somewhere in there. I'm guessing, of course, but I think it's right around in there somewhere. Nintendo DS goodness. Check this out. I was really, really happy this week for Nintendo DS news. A Dragon Quest IX game is coming out for the Nintendo DS. Dragon Quest IX sequel to the PlayStation 2's Dragon Quest VIII. What was that called? Legend of the Cursed King or shit?
Something like that.
It's the same development team. Level 5? It's a real, actual other game. Not some, like, fucking side story, little spin-off like Final Fantasy tends to do. It also features, check this out, 4-player online co-op.
Wow.
Sickness. It's kind of an action-oriented game, though, it looks like. Which is fine. 2007 sometime, hopefully. I imagine this is going to be a holiday 2007 release. Heroes of Mana. Now, what was that one that just came out? Children of Mana?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but with good reason. It's called Final Fantasy 3 and 5, so I haven't gotten around to spend any time with Children of Mana. And then I rented Portrait of Ruin here. I want to play that so we can do a little review on that, because that's a brand new release for the Nintendo DS. Also, Kirby Squeak Squad came out. I don't know if that's any good, but people love Kirby.
Yeah.
So I might have to rent that too. And Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates for the Nintendo DS has also been announced. However, this one is like Crystal Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's like? It's more like an action Final Fantasy type of game.
Right.
With no Wi-Fi play. It's local play, 4-player.
Oh, really?
Now, when going up against Heroes of Mana, which looks like a strategy RPG,
right,
that might be pretty cool.
Something more like tactics.
Right, right, tactics. Right. Then going up against Dragon Quest IX,
mm-hmm,
that's... Well, I mean, they're the same fucking company. Why would one game have Wi-Fi and one not?
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. In any case, that's good DS news.
On the same side, all three of those are kind of separate genres a little bit.
Hmm.
You know, Crystal Chronicles is a little more of an action game.
So is Dragon Quest IX, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Heroes of Mana, I guess, is a different one.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a single-player goodness to me anyway, though. An SRPG, the strategy role-playing game type stuff. In any case, I'm really happy about all these DS games coming out because I Love this damn thing. Can't leave home without it now. I don't like playing GBA games on it. It makes me feel weird. It's not an accessory. I understand this, okay? It's not an iPod. It's a Nintendo. It's portable gaming goodness, and that's fine. But it's weird. I can't use my little case. That fucking cartridges don't fit in my little stuff, my little case thing, so I can't carry it around. No, okay, here's the deal. It's white. I can't put it in my pocket. I have this little side pocket on the pants I wear to work,
right.
And you can see it. So I have this case I put it in, this little like black, or blue, I think it's dark blue case, and you can't see it. So I can walk around with it at work, and nobody notices. With the DS game in there, or the GBA game, I can't. It doesn't fit in the case,
mm-hmm.
So I have a hard time, like, you know, I have to like run to my car all the time, which kind of blows.
Well, you can just throw like the one GBA game you might play that day in your pocket.
No. It's, you know, because I only play that one game. I'm only playing like one game at a time with this thing. I'm not really game hopping. So
you take the cartridge out of the case.
Oh no, I am way too protective of my games to let it float around with all that lint and change.
No. Put it in one of the little cases.
I don't have a little case.
Why not?
Why not? I never bought any. They don't come with any little cases. I wonder if they fit in those weird cases I have for the DS games.
They might.
Because they hold like four, I think. I'll have to look into that.
It might be why they're that shape.
Maybe,
they're thicker than they should be.
Yeah. Like, because they hold like two. Yeah, that might be. I'll try. I've got fucking half a dozen of them here somewhere. In any case, I'm excited for the DS. Because like, somebody mentioned it to us before, even in an email. Like, they had a great run of games. Then all of a sudden, it just kind of like really slowed down for the DS. You know, and we had...
I think Nintendo was just putting a lot of effort and time into the Wii.
The Wii, yeah. Well, now that we're post-Wii, we're looking at some really awesome stuff coming out for the Nintendo DS. Plus, Final Fantasy VI for the Game Boy Advance is coming out in February. I will be all over that, like white on rice.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. GameCube, big GameCube release.
Uh-oh.
The Legend of Zelda, The Twilight Princess, came out just a couple of days ago.
Holy crap.
Oh my god, it actually happened.
I'm shocked.
What kind of fool would think that wouldn't have happened? We've only been saying this for months, and Nintendo, they promised.
They did.
I had to use that word somehow. They promised.
And they delivered. And
they delivered. They did. Thank you, Nintendo.
They're making it hard to find.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet. And I know we had some, and I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. I wanted it. In fact, I almost went this morning and looked before you woke your lazy ass up. I almost went down there to see if I could get one.
Well, you could have. You had a few hours.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I found out I'm lazy, too. Wii, a couple of Wii updates here. Nintendo Swiss website claims the web browser, this is Opera, of course, web browser channel, will release for download December 23rd and will be free of charge until June 2007. No word has been issued on whether this will apply stateside. Meanwhile, the forecast channel is set to release on December 20th, followed by the news channel on December 27th. That was weird because those weren't my words. I straight up copied that from somewhere, so it sounded strange. Plagiarism sucks. This is why I usually don't copy and paste, though. I played Lego Star Wars 2 for the Xbox 360.
Here we go.
I played the demo. The demo is available on the Xbox Live Marketplace. It's a $50 game. MSRP is $50 US, not 60. Just about everything else is $60.
Which damn well should be, because it's on the other consoles.
Right. That's a good example. And they didn't beef anything up, I assure you.
Mm-hmm.
That is my primary problem with this game, though. First of all, it's not fun. Second of all, my second problem, I guess, would seriously be the lack of attention to detail. Yet, and it's only in presentation, though. Like, okay, you're playing the game, and there's some cutesy little dumb shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's really cute to see, what's that guy with the dog that talks, and he flies that ship that's famous? He's the bounty hunter guy. It's Star Wars.
The dog?
The big, tall, hairy guy.
You mean the Wookiee?
Whatever he is. I don't fucking know.
You're talking about Han Solo
that
and
guy.
Chewbacca.
He's fucking awesome in this game. Okay.
Dog. He's not a bounty hunter either.
Oh, he's not?
No. Boba Fett's the bounty hunter.
Oh, that's right.
Rybo's gonna chew you
I'm up. Doing this on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Because he's giving me shit over this. Okay, I very well know who they are. No, but seriously, his character kicks ass. Like, mm-hmm. They made him awesome. Because he shoots, like, better than anybody else.
Right.
He dodges, like, really well. And it's neat to see that each individual character has a little bit of personality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, very little. It's like, you know, they do one or two things. And there's, you know, occasional in-between action cutscenes. Not necessarily. Yeah, I get little tiny cutscenes where you'll catch like an emotion on your guy's face, mm-hmm. you know, and he'll smile or wink or something like that. And they kind of try to make it fun. They fail miserably, though. It's just really not a very fun game. You can play two-player. There's no Xbox Live multiplayer, though. You know, naturally, they didn't want to put any effort into this game.
Right.
You know, hey, it was already on their consoles. Let's just throw it on the 360.
They might have been able to tack on that extra $10.
Dude, they had done seriously. They may have, because a lot of people are going to like this, probably because it's either Star Wars or Legos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I am not really a big fan of either. And, I mean, there's just so many bad things about this game, really. I after playing the demo, I thought maybe I'm not giving it a fair shot. The demo wasn't very long.
Right.
I'll rent it. So I rented it. And I've discovered I can't stand the graphics. Now, granted, they're Legos, okay? I don't have a problem.
Supposed to be blocky.
Right, and they're not even really blocky as far as the Legos go. They're really well done. All the 3D rendered stuff looks good. The enemies look good. Your characters look good. The Millennium Falcon looks good. The Death Star looks good. All this stuff looks really good where you see it. Well, okay, I take it back. Inside of the Death Star looks good. The Millennium Falcon itself, you actually like get to see it and walk into it, kind of, like you walk up to it. Looks good. It's like everything else that looks bad. The backgrounds. The in-between scenes of, like, a planet. You know, like they show like in the
desk. The pre-rendered stuff.
No. It's like a flat, bright background with like a 3D model of like say the Death Star that flies past it or something, right? Now the texture on the Death Star itself is pretty shoddy in some places. It just doesn't look so hot. But then when they show the beam, you know, in Episode 4 where they blow up the planet, mm-hmm. they show the planet, which looks like, okay, I'm sure everybody's done this because you were all noobs once. You've got a picture on a website and you want it to be your background. This picture is like 480 by 400 pixels or whatever, you know?
Right.
You make it your background, but you stretch it to be right. like 1024 by 768 or whatever. That's what the graphics look like in this game.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and it's bad. It is fucking terrible, you know? And it's like, it really feels cheap, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, it really feels like the South Park guys made their first video game. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it felt like original South Park episodes or something. It was weird. There's also this funky camera that you can't really control. You can swing it a bit, mm-hmm. but for the most part, essentially, you don't really have control. And it kind of follows you and switches every so often. So, like, if I walk down the hallway, eventually it zooms up to where I'm at, you know, but it doesn't always show you what the hell you need to see. So, for instance, after rescuing Leia mm-hmm. in Episode 4, I actually played all the way through Episode 4, and you remember... I don't remember this in the movie, so I very well should have known, and I kind of did. But the thing was I don't know the movies that well, so I wasn't quite sure what order things came in. They wind up in, like, the trash thing where they get
right.
dumped. Well, you clearly see the thing on the hallway that you're in. The, like, grate that you, like, basically have to... I don't remember how they got into it in the movie, but they go down this grate into the trash thing. Well, you can see the grate, and it's, like, flickering with, like, stars
Touch
or
me.
Something. Right, okay? Yet... You can't interact with it at all. At all.
You have to shoot it out.
No. I tried everything for a half an hour. Could not interact with this thing. Went back through the level backwards, checking everything. Now, some of these guys respawn over and over and over. So I got really fucking tired of killing the same dudes mm-hmm. over and over and over. And my only problem was, right past that little grate, you can't see it, you can hang a right down a corridor where you run across, I mean, Leia's down there in jail. But you can't see it. I got lucky and walked into
well,
it.
Well, you hadn't gotten Leia first. You tried
right.
to go through the...
And now the best part is once you get her, she just walks you back there and opens the thing. So you
right.
still never interact with it. You still never do anything, yet it's still glowing as if, you know, mm-hmm. interact with me, do something with me. So it's, like, incredibly confusing. Like, why did they do this? You know, are they just trying to point this out? Because, hey, it was in the movie. Look, it's in our game. By our game, it's awesome. You know? I'm sorry, but that was just bad planning there. Change the camera angle when I'm in that part of the hallway to show that I can hang a right there. I only found it because I thought, maybe I'm not seeing it correctly, and I just tried walking into the wall, and eventually I walked my way up the hallway enough to where I just ducked into that side corridor, and I was like, oh my fucking Jesus. You know? How terrible is this? Now, I know there's Star Wars kids out there going, he didn't get Leia before he tried to jump down the thing. That's not the point. The point is, remove Star Wars from this game, okay? Would you still like it? Okay. Remove Legos from it. Would you still play it? No. You would rip into it because This is a bad game. You know, I'm not giving this game a pass because of its, you know, high intellectual property. There's no way I'm letting this game slide because it has to be good because it's Lego and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's gotta be amazing, okay? They really, really did a cheap-ass job. Some of the graphics, like, every, like, you see Vader's helmet every so often. He's the save icon. If you see Vader's helmet on the screen, don't turn off your console, it's saving. It's like, okay, and they also have, they look the same, at least, that I remember of being really bad. You have to collect 400 bajillion, million, billion, jillion, zillion, little pieces of Legos. Mm-hmm. Little, like, one-piece studs or something, right?
But the circle ones?
Yeah. Billions of them, I swear to God. Okay? Now, the problem with this is, it's boring to collect them, it's not fun to get them, and they look like they were motion-captured. Same with the Vader helmet. It looks like it came from Mortal Kombat. Hmm. It is very, very out of place and weird. I cannot tell if they're just very bad at drawing sprites, or if they really couldn't draw one good enough, they just decided to take a picture of it. It's that bad.
Cut and paste it in.
Now tell me, how odd does that look? Mm-hmm. On top of a game that's actually fairly well done in 3D. I mean, it's Lego, so it doesn't look amazing, right, but it does look good enough. And it looks incredibly out of place. I mean, it just, overall, you get this feeling of, wow, this is like a trashy game. Like, just pasted together. Just sold because it says Star Wars on it. It's not fun, is the problem with it. I'm not pleased. You actually do get quite a few unlockables, though, which is a definite plus for this game, okay? You can, because you use all these millions and billions of pieces to buy shit. Like, additional, I think you can get, like, even characters and stuff, which I haven't figured out how to get them into my game yet. Mm-hmm. But there's quite a few, it looks like, that you can get. But they're all, like, you know, different Lukes. You get the Luke with the helmet, the Luke, you know, you get the X-Wing pilot Luke, you get Jedi Luke, you get, you know, Luke on, what's that planet, Tatooine? Hey, I said it right, that's what I was worried about. I knew the name, I didn't know how to say it. So, you know, most of them are repeats, but whatever. It's still neat, unlockable stuff. You can unlock other ships and stuff, too. I did have an absolute blast with the very last mission on episode 4, where you fly the X-Wing. It was really cool.
You get it was actually done well?
It was actually done really well.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a hell of a lot of fun with it. It was really cool. More fun than I should have had. And, you know, but the rest of the game pretty much was pretty lame. They don't ever talk, which is fun. I don't know how I'd want a Lego to sound. And the story setup, all you really get is that scrolling Star Wars text in the beginning. In a galaxy, you know, whatever, right. You get that. Far, far away. You get that, and then, like, in between the missions, you get maybe, like, a 10-second little cutscene sometimes, which you have to try to interpret. Now, I'm sure most of you know the Star Wars story inside and out. Not everybody does, so I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah, you can kind of figure out Leia's been kidnapped. You know, she's with the bad guys. She's, like, crying and not happy, you know, but it doesn't do a great job of telling the tale. It does a bare, mediocre job. And this is why I say, if this wasn't Star Wars, your fanboy ass would be hating this game. I'm sorry, but you would.
Well, in the defense of that, most people who are playing this are fanboys.
Yes.
And so why waste the time to try to draw this out and tell this, like, very intricate story in a game that everybody already knows? So in that sense, I can kind of see why they did that.
Well, and it's Legos. So I could at the same time see maybe they're aiming for the 12-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 6-year-olds, right? And story would lose them. And so I can understand that. The problem is, I'd be pissed if I was one of these kids.
No, yeah.
I would not really enjoy this game very much. And it doesn't make me feel like, oh, back in my childhood, look how neat. No, it doesn't. You know what makes me feel like that? Actually having a He-Man figure in my hands. Not playing a He-Man video, or whatever, you know? It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just because they did such a bad job. I didn't really feel like they did a very good job with it. There's also very few moves for each of your dudes. You know what I mean? Like, you essentially push your button to swing your little sword if you're one of those guys. You know, like the Jedi all have swords. Some of the dudes have little phaser gun things, you know. They all have something, some kind of way of combat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chewie has a fucking, like a, it's like a crossbow or something. It's fucking fat. I'm not sure what it is.
They have crossbows.
It's awesome. It's really cool.
Energy crossbow, though.
Right, right. It's fucking cool, though. So, I don't know. I had a hard time, like, really trying to say good things about it. I like the fact there's unlockables, and lots of them. There is quite a few. The X-Wing thing I did like, that was definitely cool. But, oh, you know what else sucks ass? Okay, you're cruising around with your party of dudes, right? So let's say you got C-3PO, R2-D2, Luke, and Obi-Wan with you, okay? And you're on this little platform, and you happen to be Obi-Wan, and you're at the front of the group, and let's say R2-D2's in the back. So you come up to this door that can only be opened by R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you attempt to jump over your guys to get to R2-D2, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to fall off this little platform you're on because it sucks. You can't see shit the way the angles are for a lot of this stuff. And you can't just, like, plow your way through your guys. So you end up, like, switching to whoever's right behind you, turning him around, switching to whoever that guy is, and then turning around to R2-D2 and switching to him, and now you're in the back.
But now you're screwed.
Yeah.
You can't get
you know, well, you can try to... He kind of flies. He can like...
Jump jets.
Right. So maybe he does a better job at it, but I don't know. It's And I'm never changing to who I want. You know, the game isn't using the Force, unfortunately. It doesn't detect who I want to be. So I really have to say that I'm very displeased with this game, and I'm so glad I didn't spend any money on this. I'm going to go with 20 out of 50. So did you ever play the demo of this, at least?
No.
What? Oh, okay.
I've seen the demo.
Okay.
I've not played it. One of the things that I thought was really bad was you walk up to a pile of Legos and you like press a button to put them together.
Right, you hold B.
And it's kind of... I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't have liked it because it's an action game and all that. I'd rather it gone into this little thing where you actually put the damn thing together.
That would really kill the action, though.
I thought that would have been better.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what sucks? If you get shot while you're doing that, you start over. Yeah. Like all your Legos go... And you got to like start over now, you know? And it is a bit easy... Because, I mean, for God's sakes, okay, I'm never going to get any achievements on this game. I rented it, and I'm going to be returning it probably tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. The achievements are beat level 1 without dying, beat level 2 without dying, beat level 3, they're all the way down the line without dying. And then there's, like, complete all of the episode 4 levels, complete all the episode 5, complete all episode 6, complete the Lego Star Wars City level, whatever the fuck that is, and then something else stupid. But, like... They're telling you, yeah, this can be beaten without ever dying. Mm-hmm. Ever. Have fun. That's not challenging. I don't know. It's not a good game. And I would not waste any money on it. $20, though? If you had a friend that you would play with, maybe, pick it up. I don't think it's worth it. They really did a crappy job. Yeah. Or if it's for your kid, get them some shitty game. There you go. They'll love it. So, unfortunately, I only had bad things to say about LEGO Star Wars 2, really. But that's okay, because I didn't buy it. Now, we have the Uber list, and this is the part where I warn you now that unfortunately this show is going to run a little long.
Hey, we're already at an hour.
We're at an hour, yeah. So, what's going to happen now is we actually... Well, maybe not. Maybe we could kind of go... I mean, these don't need much of an introduction.
Especially some of these are just going
to
be...
Yeah. We wanted to talk about the Xbox Live Arcade a bit. Now, I know people... that have an Xbox 360 and have had for, like, a while. Not a year, but maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That have, like, never seen anything other than whatever game they bought.
Right.
They just don't get into the whole, what the fuck are all these other menu options? You know? Or what the hell is this arcade stuff? I have to pay money for stuff? Oh, my God. You know? I know people that don't get into this, and you're really, really hurting yourself. Because the arcade has got to be one of the coolest features of the Xbox 360.
So you're just going to start going off the list and talking about them?
I've talked for an hour. It just occurred to me.
So the first one we have on our list, I think it's in a alphabetical order.
No, it is in... Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. The list I had wasn't, but I put it in alphabetical order.
Okay. So first up, is the newest one of the list is Assault Heroes, which is 800 Billy Bucks.
Get up on the microphone.
this is a shooter where you're a car. You have your choice between three guns.
You're a vehicle.
Right.
And there's a boat level. One.
And then you have a choice between three guns, and they all have different pluses and minuses.
Yeah, plasma cannon,
a machine gun. Yeah.
And a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know you're in for good times with a flamethrower.
There's three levels of upgradability to each weapon, and there's other things you can pick up on the ground. And for the most part,
you got grenades,
just, yep.
Nukes, which will wipe the screen.
Is it the whole screen?
Yeah. It, not just the little ring it shows. It's supposed to be the whole screen. So that's what the little how to play guide thing says. It says it wipes the whole screen.
I have yet to use it tactfully. I always just accidentally use it. It's a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty solid. It's very, you know, nothing outrageously special, nothing we've right. never seen before.
Right, right. But a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I actually really, really am enjoying this game. It actually has online and offline co-op multiplayer, which is cool. Right. Which is really cool. It's 800 points. A lot of people in the forums are bitching they can't get the game to work online for them.
Mm-hmm.
They've managed to fix it by plugging their modem right into their Xbox, which means your dumbass configure your router correctly.
Yeah, C4 and I had no problem.
Yeah, the game works.
Yeah.
You don't. It's not the game's fucking problem that you're retarded.
Okay, and so next up is Astro Pop, and this is... I don't like this game.
I dig it.
There seems to be, like, no challenge to the game except for getting a little faster.
Dude, it gets hard. I suck terribly. You're saying it's not hard because you watch your Master of Puzzlers girlfriend play. I'd challenge you to sit down and play this fucking game to the 32nd level.
Well, I have not seen it that high.
Fucking A, is it hard. I mean, I've had it for a long time. It's 800 points, which means 10 U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for a while, and I didn't like it at first. I thought it was way too easy. I remember bitching to you about it, going, this is stupid.
Right.
But then, I kept playing the demo. And I thought, well, fuck it, I'll just buy it. And it turned out to be the perfect on-the-phone game. My sister calls, she's listening too, I know she hears this. I'm sorry. I start playing this game because I can't concentrate on fucking anything else, you know, I mean, I have to talk to her.
Right.
But I want to be playing a game since I'm sitting right here at the command chair. So I fire up this game, it's perfect. I don't have to think about it and I can hold the conversation with family and not be like, you know, bored to tears.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part where I get in trouble.
But see, it starts getting hard because it gets faster and faster, right?
Well, and your blocks change. You get additional colors, so all of a sudden it's a hell of a lot harder to make those, you know, four together or however many. Plus, you get like there's like a virus one that infects the blocks around it, but you can't break them now. Okay, and what you have to do is break blocks around it, and so you like eat away at like the core of this like virus because it spreads from block to block. And so if you break a brick next to an infected one, it'll break the one next to it. But shit. They're still infected, so they're still spreading. I mean, it gets hard. It gets really hard. And they never give you stuff you can use together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And there's ones that take two things to break. You know, like iron blocks or something like that.
Right.
So, and it gets hard. Like, I have a hell of a time. If you've looked, I can't get any achievements on this game at all. I cannot survive for 9 minutes in survival mode. I cannot beat it with all four characters. I it's just impossible. I cannot beat... one campaign, like you have to beat it with one guy without ever using his super weapon. The super weapon basically wipes the screen for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it without using that all the time. I mean, it's hard. It really gets hard. And it's fun though because it's simple to play. Like I said, I play it on the phone when family calls. You know, my dad rings up, my mom calls up, I drop whatever I'm doing, I go straight to Astro Pop because if I found myself wasting real time on that game, I might be a little disappointed in myself. But family phone time
has to happen anyway. And
right. So any gaming you can get in during that period of your, you know, week is you know, hey, it's a bonus if you can make up some game time during that. So
okay.
I use it for a phone game. Bank Shot Billiards 2.
It's digital pool.
Yeah. 1,200 points, though.
Which is rough.
It's bad for that.
Yeah.
For that game, that's way stiff.
Yeah, there's a couple games out here that you look at the price, you're just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one actually comes with the one-year Xbox Live box,
mm-hmm.
like the subscription box, which is how I have it. The fuck I'm going to pay $15 for pool.
Right.
No way. I mean, I've played it a few times, and yeah, it's a fantastic pool game.
Mm-hmm.
It really is good. I mean, it's for pool, damn, but it's pool. It doesn't get amazing.
Right,
you
right.
know? So I'm glad I got it for free. But I would not have. I'd have paid 400 for it. 400 points.
So, in other words, if you get the live box, that is actually a decent throw-in.
Right, right, right. Definitely.
Okay. We have a Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. I'm not sure why it's bold.
I bolded these. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. I planned on reading the list, and it occurred to me that I talked this whole damn time. It's part of the Xbox Unplugged DVD pack.
Okay.
So you can buy this one like retail. They have...
You can go to the store and get a disc.
Right. What do they call
on
that? Arcade Unplugged. That's
right.
What it is. Okay. And it's on that disc. And as we go through, we'll mention which games. It's like 5 games that are on there. So, and if you don't know what Bejeweled is, you just need to ask your mom or the fat chick at work. I guarantee you they know what Bejeweled is.
And also, it's nice.
$10.
The disc is nice because you don't need a hard drive.
Right.
So if you got the regular 360 and you want some
No, we need a name for that. It's not regular. It's not core. It's the douche 60. This thing, I don't know why anybody would buy that.
All right, next up is a rather interesting game, Cloning Clyde. It's 800 points or approximately $10.
It's not approximate. It is. It's $10.
Okay.
That works out perfectly. It's the 1600 where it gets where it drops a penny.
Okay.
It's weird.
It's basically a side-scrolling platformer where you have multiple U's because you're in a in this crazy scientific building.
Yeah, the story's great. They conned you into testing this cloning thing. It's like $20. I'm gonna be $20 if you do this. Well, now there's like 156 of you or something.
You can clone yourself with frogs and all kinds of exploding barrels and stuff. And
sheep, monkeys.
It's very interesting. If you're looking for a side-scrolling platformer, it's not a bad choice.
It was really well done.
Yeah.
I actually own this one. And, wait, you do too?
Yes, I do.
And there's 24 levels, and in each level there's like 4 security devices that you have to break.
Mm-hmm.
To like...
You have uber late ninja moves.
Yeah. And the game is like we're not making that up. Like, that's what it says. You know, and because the game is really like... It seemed like he had fun when he was making it. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very humorous. I mean, even on the screen, okay, on Xbox Live, when you're at your dash and you hover over your games and you're like over Assault Heroes, it's like, Assault Heroes, rated T for teen, blah, blah, blah. This game is awesome co-op fun. This game, when you hover over it, it's like Clyde talking to himself.
Right.
You know, like another one of him. And he's like, hey, did you get that $20 yet? Like, because the money you were supposed to make from doing the whole thing. And he's like, well, if you did, go ahead and pick up this game. And some other cool stuff, you know. It's really cute like that. And all throughout the game, you run across messages left from you to you. And it's really funny the way, some, you know, don't get us killed, you know. And all kinds of funny little things like that. And the whole point of each level is to rescue the Clydes. And you collect these little action figure dolls in the level. So there's some collection going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's some extra puzzle going on because you have to like rescue your guys and figure out how to get to the exit.
There's you have to do it under a certain time.
Yeah, there's a par score on par time for each level. There's 24 real levels, and then there's 10 extra levels after that even that are called challenge levels.
Right.
Which is all fine and dandy except for that they're. I mean, I played through the entire game in 2 days, and that was rough for $10. But it was a hell of a lot of fun. And those 2 days, one day was like 8 hours.
Right.
And one day was like 3 hours.
You're not really supposed to play the arcade games like
that. Yeah. So, I mean, I went a little overboard, but it was fun.
Mm.
You know? It would be an absolute...
Well, it's a testament to the fact that you did that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't stop playing it.
Right.
Once I got it, I was like, wow, this game is really, really fun. And, I mean, it was just what I needed at the time. And I probably won't be going back to play because there's next to no replay value. You've done all the levels. You've done them all as fast as you possibly can for your par time. And sure, it makes your score go up. That's fun. You know, and you're only competing on a essentially dead leaderboard. I mean, nobody's played this game, it seems like, in a while because, you know, it was an old game now. And people bought it back then. I'm sure it was hopping at the time. I'm sure that it was just, you know, fierce competition. And now, I mean, Christ, I look at the forums on Xbox.com and the leaders don't even know if they're still the leaders. They're just like, man, I don't know, I haven't played in fucking months. Am I still the number one guy? Wow, that's amazing. You know, I'm like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the game actually does have 4-player multiplayer, which is fat. It's cool anyway. You know, it's not amazing multiplayer. It is fun though. Unfortunately, the Xbox Live multiplayer aspect of it is completely dead. Not a soul out there playing. I sat there in the lobby for quite some time. I was watching a couple terrible movies at the time and sitting there trying to see if I could get some multiplayer action going on. It just doesn't happen. So, you can still play up to four. So you actually could have just 2v2 on one single console, which is fine. I mean, it's actually kind of fun, but nothing that you're gonna like call your. It's not like some of these other games, like Smash or Small Arms. You know, it's not like that. But it's decent enough, which does help it become a justifiably 800 point game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or at least very close to that.
All right. Next up is Contra. This is the original
Arcade
it's the arcade
Contra.
Version Contra,
right.
Right. And it's 400 points, or $5. And apparently it's pretty buggy.
We talked about it before, about all the weird problems people had with it.
That's true, we did. And it's Contra. I mean,
yeah.
some of these older games, you know, it's just, you have to stop and say, I played this.
Yeah, you know. My biggest problem with this game, it's a 12-minute game. Start to finish.
Is it really that short?
One of the achievements is beat it in under 12 minutes. It is that short.
Whoa.
It just seemed harder when you were a kid. You know, yeah, it's dead short. And I cannot justify, unless it's heroin, $5 for 12 minutes. I can't do it. It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Just not worth it. Hell, I don't care if this was Geometry Wars wouldn't even be worth $5 for 12 minutes of Well, I don't know, actually. Actually, maybe it is. 12 minutes is a long time to survive in Geometry Wars.
It is.
Yes, it would be. So there's your bar right there. That's what you've got to be better than. Good luck.
You can be better than Geometry.
Good luck, Xbox Live. Crystal Quest.
I barely remember this. I checked it out, and it was bad.
Yeah, 400 points. You control this little ball that you move around the screen.
You have to, like, not hit stuff?
With not the greatest hitbox detection either. And you, like, pick up some little crystals on the screen. Like, you walk around like it's almost a maze, but it's not. It's just, like, this open box with, like, things to not hit.
Right.
And then you walk out to the exit. And if you bump the wall, you're dead. It's pretty lame.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exciting and not fun at all, but you can buy different graphics for this game.
What?
Yeah, it's like 100 points, and you can change the ball into like this, some other kind of it's still a circular ball. It's just maybe a kaleidoscope looking ball now,
zebra.
You know, yeah. That's all you get, and it changes the graphics of the other things too.
Right.
You know, the enemy and the little spike, the things you have to. Yeah, it's pretty. This was like an Apple IIe game or something though originally. That's why it's so bad.
Right.
You know. So, this what else did we have here?
All right,
Defender. Did you try this?
I have not
Let's
tried
just,
this one.
Okay, then you do the ones that you tried.
Okay.
Since I did play, like, all of these. Defender's 400 points. I actually think Defender's a pretty cool game. And what stopped me from buying this is, it's uncontrollable. I don't remember it being this gnarly to control in the arcade for some reason.
Isn't Defender the one that where you had, like, protect people?
You, like, scroll, and it just circles around the screen, and there's people, and you, like, save them. It's
one giant umbrella mission. Fuck that.
It's not that bad. Yeah. But at the time, that was pretty cool.
At the time, I hate that kind of stuff, though.
Yeah.
I hate
it gets pretty boring, but
dying
it gets hard.
Because something else died. Fuck that.
Right, well, this also gets, there's only like three, I think, levels or something. It's short, though. Mm. I mean, I sucked at it when I was a kid playing in the arcade, but I enjoyed it. I think playing the demo of this reminded me of how much I not only sucked at it, but it's really not that good of a game.
Mm-hmm.
But what sealed the deal for me was the controls were really, really fucked up in this. Like, honest to God, you don't move the direction you're pushing most of the time. It just decides to not do that sometimes. It's random.
Fantastic.
I'm not the only person that's having this problem. If you look on the forum, you see people bitching about it. I have not seen them release a patch yet. Dig Dug is fucking Dig Dug.
Mm-hmm.
400 points. I was bored with it when I was a kid. Immediately. Still boring now, I think. Doom! The classic! 800 points, $10.
A little high.
It's a little high for Doom, but this is one of the games I own because it's Doom. I love Doom.
Certainly.
You know? The multiplayer, however, I'm sad to say, does suck monkey balls on this.
Mm-hmm.
Except for on E1M1. Because it's small, everybody knows it, and it's kind of like a Colosseum. It's kind of round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The rest of the levels blow. Man, you get four people in a giant fucking level, you don't see anybody for 15 fucking minutes. It is so lame. It also has some serious lag problems, and I don't know why Doom has lag. I don't understand it. I don't know why.
Could play it on my watch.
Dude, seriously. And this, it's got some serious fucked up. But I tell you what, the single player is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad with the Xbox 360 controller, and it's good training for those of us that are first-person shooter on a controller inept. You know, it's not that bad because you don't have up and down. So it kind of, you're not that bad with it. It's amazing that you don't, you know, you're not all over the place. So it's actually still fun, and co-op is still a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Co-op is still good stuff. Maybe a little overpriced, though, but I'm happy with the $10 price. I really am. I really am. I mean, okay. It's an old game, but it's not Defender, you know?
Well, and certainly. I still say that the older game should be 400 points.
Do you just have a date?
Well, that is tough, but...
Because to me, Doom isn't an older game.
No?
It's 10 years old.
That's fucking old.
No, it's not.
In the gaming world...
How old is The Legend of Zelda?
Like 20.
20 years. And it's I'd pay fucking $50 that game.
You pay $50 for The Legend of Zelda.
If they had achievements for it, I probably would. No, I wouldn't. But if it was on the arcade, it'll never be. But I'd pay probably $10 for it. I know I would. For Zelda? Fuck yeah.
Well,
the good Zeldas? Before all this 3D wizardry? All this creepy
back
voodoo?
In my day.
That's right.
I see what you're saying. I still say the old arcade stuff should be.
The old arcade stuff is. Doom isn't an old arcade game.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to yell. I don't even yell either. I get that Jerry Seinfeld nasal high-pitched whine going.
I just like saying salsa.
Salsa.
Next up is a Feeding Frenzy. This is one of the newer games.
The best $10 that you can spend.
No fucking
woo!
I have this on my...
yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Not because of me. I barely played this thing. I played
lies.
It once. I swear.
Lies. Hostiles. I can't believe people buy this. I can't. You!
I didn't.
Right, right.
The girlfriend did. She called me up and said she wanted to buy this. Can she buy it? I said, all right, fine. She beat it in like an hour.
She has to buy it on her own account.
Yeah, but...
You want to hear something funny, listeners? He misspelled her account name.
I didn't. She did. She asked me. I said, yeah, I don't know.
You looked it. You lied. You told me you looked it up on Google.
We did Google it.
You see?
But the first one was correct.
Oh, it's not correct. The IRC crowd is going to love this.
Yeah, I know.
But it's short, too.
It is. It's very short. She continues to play it is the weirdest thing.
What do you do?
You move around the fish, and you...
We never described this terrible, terrible game to the listeners here. This is... You could put a Feeding Frenzy skin over Crystal Quest, and it would be this game almost, essentially. Really. It is a static screen. It doesn't move. Right? You don't scroll.
Well, it kind of. It's like Geometry Wars. It's bigger.
Oh, okay.
It's bigger than the screen is, and so you move a little.
Okay. And you control a fish.
And you control a fish, and you grow as you eat.
And you just run headfirst into other fish and eat them.
As long as you're big enough to eat the fish.
Okay.
If you hit a fish that's bigger than you, then it eats you, and you start over. Kinda. You start back at the beginning of the size that you are.
This is fascinating. We're stopping the show so I can go download this game right now. You know what? The streams are getting cut off. Right about now, in the next minute or two anyway, I think the streams are getting cut off. Mm-hmm. If you're going to miss our Xbox Live Arcade feature, you're going to have to download the show from hwhq.com. You can get the full show there. We've got RSS feeds. If you're that lazy, it'll download right to your box for you for Ogg, Vorbis, and MP3 format encoded with LAME. Carry on. I'm done with Feeding Frenzy. Frogger.
Frogger's Frogger.
Yeah, what the fuck do you say about Frogger? They have enhanced graphics that they do with most of these old arcade games. The enhanced graphics aren't all that bad on it. In fact, the original ones are terrible when you see, like, versus the enhanced ones. Mm-hmm. But I despise this game. I never was a huge Frogger fan.
I kind of liked Frogger.
No, I'll tell you what my problem is. I can't make it into the left pad. The far left pad, mm-hmm. I can never get in there.
Huh.
Like, I jump in what looks square in there, and I, like, miss it by, like, a pixel, and it goes, meh. You know, it's got that little X with the fucking frog.
So you've never
one.
Even seen past the first.
No, I got to the second level.
Oh.
I suck at it.
Trucks?
Yeah. I suck at it. I suck at this game. And it's just because there's something about that far left one I can't get into.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not a deep involved game either. So,
no, you jump and avoid things.
Yeah, it needed something else to make it worth more than 400 points, I guess. Well, I mean, it's an old arcade game, and so at least they're consistent with the price. And $5, really, if you go to an arcade today and you saw a bunch of old-ass games, you'd probably play a whole mess of them, but not really be any good or have a lot of practice on any of them. So, I mean, that's why I don't, I mean, 500 or 400 points, $5, for an old arcade game isn't murder. It is for some of these, though.
Yeah.
You know, Galaga.
But at the same time, a lot of these are main fodder. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
I have trouble spending money on something that's this old.
It needs... Right, okay. I can mostly get over that. I don't really have a problem because of the age. I have a problem of the will I play this, like the replay value, and does it offer something new and cool? Galaga, 400 points. It's like the earliest, you know, vertical scrolling shooter type thing. Well, it doesn't quite... You know, it's kind of fake, but it's fun. It actually is fun, but I don't like it. I not enough to buy it again. You know, if you were a fan of it back in the day, you're gonna be a fan of it now.
Right.
You know, and you're gonna pick it up. Gauntlet, 400 points. Now, this is why I wanted to blow through Galaga to get to Gauntlet, because I have a story about this that I'm not so sure I ever told about Gauntlet, and I actually own this one. I bought this one, okay, for the Live Arcade, and. One of the big things the Live Arcade, this is like the hook, the reason why I bought Gauntlet, why I felt it was worth 400 points, was because you got online multiplayer. You know, I can play Gauntlet with people online and talk to them with my party, and we can play Gauntlet. That's a really good way to do Gauntlet, and I felt that was worth $5. And that's fun. The enhanced graphics do look very nice on it, they did a good job with it. I mean, but it's still Gauntlet at the end of the day, which is fine. For $5, it's not murder, it's not that bad. And like I was saying about Galaga, you know, and other games. I mean, if you were a huge Frogger fan and you're going to play this from time to time, it's worth $5. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to drive your ass to the arcade, the local arcade 275 miles away to shove a couple quarters in the Frogger. You're going to sit at your house and you're going to buy Frogger and you're going to play it and be happy and like it. Now, with Gauntlet, I used to love this game in the arcade. I still do. It's a fun game. I mean, the real arcade. And I remember when I was a kid, and I must have been... 5 or 6 or 7, I want to say. And there was an old supermarket that had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was an Alpha Beta, if anybody knows what that was. That was the name of the supermarket, Alpha Beta. And I remember playing Gauntlet at the arcade there. It's not an arcade. It's in the front of the store.
The three machines they got sitting there, yeah.
Yeah, next to the gumball machine, the little crane hook thing. Hell, they probably didn't even have that crane hook thing back then.
The spaceship that rocked back
and
forth.
Yeah, the fake tattoos. Yeah, all those things were there. And I played Gauntlet, and I would not get off the game. My mom was shopping, you know, and like, come on, you know, let's go. And I'm like, fuck no, and I'm like... wailing on the controller, and I was playing it, and she's like, I'm gonna leave you here, and I'm like, no way, and I'm playing, and I would not quit until I died. I wanted my quarter to be up. You know, I had to earn that quarter back, you know. Shit, I probably found it somewhere. And, she fucking walked out with my sister and got in the car and everything, and I panicked, man. They got in the car, and I went tearing out of the grocery store. Whew! I learned quick, you've gotta listen to mom. She will leave your ass.
That's messed up that she made you quit in the middle of the
game. It is. That's all kind of, I mean, and you know, that's been a reoccurring theme my whole life with that woman. That was terrible. I'll let you do this one.
All right. This is the shining jewel in the whole arcade.
This is the star.
This is, and it's been there from the beginning.
It has.
It was a launch title, Geometry Wars Retro Evolved. It's only 400 points for the best game in the whole damn thing.
Yeah. You have to have this.
Yeah.
If you have an Xbox 360, you need this game. Period.
Yeah.
End of story.
It's one of the five.
Quite frankly, true. True.
It's
by far the most addicting of any of them.
Oh, yeah. I've put hours and hours.
I know, huh? It's disgusting, isn't it?
I've played this way more than Gears.
I've played this more than Oblivion.
Yeah.
That's... gnarly. That's insane.
Basically, it's asteroids on crack is my favorite way of putting it.
That sums it up.
So yeah, it's you move your ship with one stick and you shoot in whatever direction you want to with the other stick, and you avoid and kill shapes, which is why it's Geometry Wars. And it's as simple as that, and it's just absolutely addicting.
It's amazing. It really is. I love it. These next three, did you even play?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Hardwood backgammon, hardwood spades, and hardwood hearts. All 400 points apiece. It's, I imagine, backgammon, hearts, and spades.
I really don't understand why you would want to play these on the 360.
Me neither. I mean, it'd be like playing a dart game. You know?
Yeah.
It would just be kind of dumb, I think. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Even more so, it's like, these are at-work time wasters.
Yeah.
That's what these are.
And you probably can't sneak a 360 into work.
Yeah.
If you can, let me know.
Or like maybe you're watching some video and you want to like mostly pay attention.
Yeah. That Astro Pop's good for that too. That's another good thing Astro Pop is good for.
Next is Hexic HD, which
this one's barely an arcade title. I didn't even know if I should have put it on here, but it's in the arcade, so.
Well, I don't see why.
It's not available. It's not like it's
really.
You can't buy it.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't realize that either, but look at it. It's on the list. Like, you can go to when you're online.
Because if you delete it, you can go and get it again.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I watched you delete it.
Hexic?
Yeah.
No. Huh.
We tested it, yeah. You deleted Hexic.
No, I deleted something else. I've never deleted Hexic. Because I don't know if I can get it back. Because it's not an option. There is no download. Oh. There's only a theme for your 360 that you can buy under Hexic.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The fuck, I know.
Anyway, this is a lot of people, especially if you're into PopCap and all that crap, and these computer puzzle games, you probably know. But it's...
Again, the fat chick at work knows, I guarantee it.
You basically, like, twist around sections of
a hexagon.
Yeah, and the ones that are connected to that hexagon.
Yeah.
The three. And you twist that around and make groups of three or more, and they disappear, and it's... A generic puzzle.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been playing it from time to time because, again, like Astro Pop, it's a good game to play when you're on the phone, mm-hmm. you know, or if you're watching a movie and you really mostly want to watch the movie. I suck horribly bad at it, though. And I don't understand why. It's not complicated, but my brain does not work that way. Mm-hmm. My brain works on a four-line scale. You give me a four-sided scale. Give me Tetris. Okay? Give me four blocks misshaped, you know, in any shape, or give me death. Because I can't handle these fucking hexagons. I cannot visualize how they twist and turn. It's really weird. It's like I have some kind of a, like, mental block at this part. Like, my brain did not have the puzzle skills for this. Like, which is probably why I suck at most puzzle games. A lot of people just don't have, I cannot visualize this. I'm one of those people. I can't see it. I look at this, and I don't see any patterns in it. It's right. So bizarre, and I have to, like, rely on the game's, like, handicap feature to tell me how to play. It'll flash at you, like, quit me, jackass! And I just pretty much, watch the TV until it flashes at me, and then I click it, and, you know, and I get lucky every now and again, you know?
I tried playing it once, and I got so bored of it, I didn't really want to quit quite yet, so I just started, like, randomly moving ones, just like until it, like, I do it like three times, and I just go around moving them without really paying attention.
It gets really, really difficult because at some point they'll drop a bomb, and it has a number on it, and if you cannot get rid of the bomb, and the bomb will be a color.
Right.
So if it's a green bomb, you got to get two other green pieces to that bomb. Now, I've discovered, for some reason, I have a hard time telling what color the bombs are.
They are slightly different, a different shade.
Yeah, and it...
And, like, there's a couple there's colors, but they're
there's a green and a dark green.
Yeah, and so the bomb will be in between.
Yeah, and it's fucked me a couple of times, and I also think it has something to do with, like, the colors are so bizarre, it, like, fucks with my head. And I just see, like, a blanket of color, like, this weird smear of colors, and I can't quite see it. It's a bizarre effect this game has on me, which is why I don't play it. It tweaks me. It really does something strange to my head. I don't like it.
Huh.
So, I don't play it very often, but I try because, you know... It's not that bad. It's just that I suck at it, I think. Or I'm physically and mentally incapable of playing this game. It's bizarre. But it's cool because it's free if you have a hard drive. Like, it comes on the hard drive if you were to buy it, or if you have the premium Xbox.
Mm-hmm. So next up is Jewel Quest. This is an 800-point game. And it's just another one of these PopCap generic puzzle games.
I played this one for a little bit where you're like, you rotate groups of three or something, trying to line them up with groups of... Or three, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something dumb.
It's a lot like Hexic, or maybe
it's more playable though for me. Yeah, it's bizarre. I did a lot better than that, but not good enough to purchase something like this.
Mm-hmm. Next up is Joust.
Fucking Joust for 400 points. It's not fun.
I liked Joust.
I don't.
This is probably the one old ass arcade game that I would buy. I liked Joust.
Can't believe that. Joust sucks.
Lumine's live.
Yeah, this what is, the fuck?
This is 1,200 points. It's 15
for
bucks.
Half of the game.
For half the game.
A complete ripoff. 15 bucks. Now, and the biggest problem here was the deceptive advertising, really. Mm-hmm. This game came out, oh yeah, it's 1,200 points, so many people bought it, and then discovered, well, you only get part of the play modes, by the way, for this full game that you just bought.
Retarded.
Yeah, they want another 600 points out of you.
They dropped the fucking ball.
Yeah, I think the total, didn't we say, worked out to like 2250 or something? Yeah. Something like that. I can't remember now. And they're also coming out with another like add-on pack, like more shit for this, in 2000, like the beginning of 2007 sometime. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that people put up enough of a stink.
It's supposed to be 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not bad. And that's exactly it. They said, oh, people didn't like that, so we'll make it up to them by making an expansion for it for cheap sometime in 2000, beginning of 2007.
Right.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Marble Blast Ultra.
This is supposed to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You played it?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't played the demo a couple of times, and it's not good enough for me to pay the 800 points for. But it is for everybody else. People love this fucking game, and I see why. It's a cool idea.
It's basically a digital labyrinth game.
Exactly. In 3D, though.
Right.
Because you can actually... Now, what we mean by labyrinth is... Remember those old wooden boards,
right,
and you have the two things you turn, and you rotate it, and the little ball rolls through it? Well, you actually control the ball here, and you can hop, you can, like, jump, and there's little collection things, like collect all the little red crystals, and then get to the exit, and you can actually rotate the map. It's a 3D cube that you're, like, playing in, and you can, like... You can rotate it, so gravity, is gravity pulls down, so you can rotate the map, and now it's at the levels completely different. It's wild. It's really, really fun, and gets pretty competitive too. I mean, people, you should see the times, the top scores.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's where people figured out, you know, if you hit this thing going at this speed at this angle and hit the rotator, and then you hit the jump deal, you bounce off of this wall, land right in the exit. It's 3 seconds on a map that takes everybody a minute and a half to do. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. They got really competitive and really good at this.
Mm.
Which is good, though. I mean, I hear everybody that plays it loves it. Just not my style of game, particularly not for $10. I wouldn't put that much time into it.
Right.
I would get frustrated. Mutant Storm Reloaded, one of the other games that I actually own. This is 800 points for a, you know, kind of a standard shooter type of game, where a lot like Geometry Wars, level-based, though. You know, you have this little ship, left stick controls your movement, right stick controls your shooting, you have triggers to use your bombs, and that's all there is to it. You've got a couple men, a couple bombs, you get them after every few points, you get additional. There's 89 levels, that's quite a bit of levels, and 8 different levels of difficulty, which are based on, like, the belts, you know, white to black.
Right.
I have played this game up to black belt difficulty, and it's impossible, I've decided. As far as I'm aware, like 25 people have beaten this game on black belt.
That's insane.
That, you know, I have not seen, I swear to God.
It was one of the popular games, too.
It's fun. It really is fun. You can get different guns, lots of little power-ups, all kinds of cool stuff. It really is a fun game. And I am not at all ashamed about spending, you know, 800 points on it. I've put my time in. I've played it a lot. I really enjoy it. It is a good game, and to me, it was definitely worth the 800 points for everything I got for it. It even has, like, a two-player mode, which I never even did. However, one time I was playing, in fact, it was the last time I've played, and I used to play it quite regularly. Now I haven't played it in a month since this happened. I was watching TV one day, trying again, because the last achievement is beat all the levels on black belt, start to finish, though. You know, so you have to be really, really good. So I was getting my practice in. And I can generally get to like level 25, something like that, before I start dying just horrendously bad.
Which, by the way, makes you drop down to a lower belt.
Yeah, if you die too many times, right. So, I had mysteriously, I was watching Weeds, I remember it, at the time, and I mysteriously showed up on like level 33 or something all of a sudden. Like, I was playing, and then all of a sudden I was like, wow, I got past level 25. That's amazing, I'm doing really good, and I didn't notice how good I was doing. I should start paying attention. It actually took me a couple of rounds to realize the game had bugged out on me. I was not taking damage, and my score was not increasing. Something had happened where the game was stuck at 29,000 points, and I was invincible. And I thought, well, fuck, I'll just play through to see how hard this gets, and I cannot see how this game is possible when you're actually getting hit. So, I mean, it's one of the better games, and if you like these kind of shooters, I must say you gotta pick it up, because it is, you know, it's fun. It is a fun game.
I'm choosing to wait until the sequel, which is coming really quickly. And it looks very similar, but just that much better.
It does look very, very nice.
And so I'm choosing to wait, but a lot of people might want to pick up both.
Right, if you're a big fan of this kind of shooting thing, there's not a whole hell of a lot of games like that, so I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it, having, you know, another game other than just Geometry Wars and now Assault Heroes. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't even have Assault Heroes up until, you know, last week. So I needed another shooting game like that, so I can just sit down and blow stuff up mindlessly, right. You know? But this game gets very hard, and it's very fun. There's a lot of different enemies, too. Quite a variety. And they set up some pretty interesting things on the levels to make it actually very difficult. Mutant Storm Reloaded.
Next up is Outpost Kaloki X. And this is also an 800-point game. Now, this is like what I like to call an arcade-style tycoon game.
Yeah.
Because it's quick. It's timed. Like, you might be in a level, and, all right, you have to make this much money, and you have to do this, this, and this, and you have 5 minutes to do it. Go. And so you have to move, and it's not just... It's very quick and action based.
Right, right.
And it's nice because
you have limited places to build stuff too.
Right, you're on a space station and there'll be nodes where you can put stuff out of, and it's nice because it's in a sphere, so it's real nice for the controller. You just spin around this thing. You don't need a mouse.
Yeah.
The time you can be sped up or slowed down just by pressing the bumpers. It's pretty cool.
It's really neat. You can, you know, you have to be conscious of your power. You know, like, right. A lot of these, they have goals like, you know, either make $5,000 or build this particular building. Mm-hmm. And it's neat because, you know, you got to start out with some power and then something to generate income. And it's cool because you're in a spaceport, so all these little ships are flying around. And some of the guys will talk to you, you know, and right. So you can press this button and start talking to them. And they're like, oh, I need a place to research stuff. And, well, you know, you don't have enough money to build, like, a laboratory right off the bat, but you could get, like, a newspaper there, and right. People will read, and then, like, a lemonade stand, or whatever the hell crap it is that they want, you can build it, start generating some revenue. I had a hell of a lot of fun with the demo, which I've played through, like, 4 times now, and it's one of the games that I was on the fence about, where I was like, oh, should I draw, you know, $10? Will I like it that much in the long run? Will I put $10 worth of time into this game? And I finally decided it's that good. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy this game. And then it's not here and it should be here soon. And this game is part of the Xbox Arcade Unplugged set. And so it's on that disc. And so I didn't buy it and I bought Cloning Clyde that day anyway. So I'll be getting this soon to play, but how much, have you put a lot of time into it or?
I've put a decent amount of time. I'm like, I wanna say maybe a third away through the original game.
Right.
And it's actually one of the biggest arcade games, yeah. I think. Because the original game is a decent size. Plus, there's like 3 or 4 like mini campaigns that are free. And then like 3 or 4 mini campaigns that you have to pay for.
That are like 100 points. Yeah.
I think one might be 200 points. It's probably a bigger one.
Yeah.
And so it's actually one of the biggest bangs for your buck.
It really is. If you can get it. It's a good deal. It's pretty cool.
I hate tycoon games. And yeah, I like too. This game.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Me too. So it's a good, I mean, you know, check it out. Check it out. You don't need to waste your time on shit like Frogger. You know what that's like. But you've not played Outpost Kaloki X, so check it out. I mean, you can get a free demo when you're on the arcade. Why not? Mm-hmm. Pac-Man. This is one that I own. I actually bought Pac-Man, and I really should have waited for Miss Pac-Man. I really should have. I like Pac-Man. I used to be a fucking Pac-Man addict when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I still like it, but I don't like Pac-Man. I like Miss Pac-Man. And I thought to myself, this is the closest thing I'm going to get, so I may as well just get it. And I've actually put quite some time into it. I finally got all the achievements in it, and I'm sadly disappointed in it because of, I mean, what they're doing to these MAME games here is the interface that they're giving to these old arcade games is kind of funky. They're making it too easy to experience the game. And Pac-Man's fault is where they set it up so you can start on any level you want. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or that you've been to. So you start on level 1 and you beat it, you get to level 2, you beat it, you get to level 3, you die. Well, now you get to start on level 3 with 3 men again. Mm-hmm. And then you just beat that real quick, and who cares if you blow through all your men? As long as you can get to level 4, you can start back there again with level, you know, with 4 guys. And it sucks because it's like, you know, sure, my game says I'm up to level 22, but it's not like I didn't earn that. And it lost the catch, the hook
right.
of the game was getting better, getting that higher score and having skill to get to the, you know, higher levels. They took that out of the game by giving you the ability that it just starts, you know, there.
Right.
Which is lame. It's just too easy to do. And, of course, the achievements are fucking stupid. They're collect, you know, the pear on level 4. collect, you know, this item on level 5. Collect this one on level 6. Well, there's no challenge in that.
Turns Pac-Man into a grind.
Yeah, it was really, really a bad, bad choice, you know. And unfortunately, only one of the achievements takes any skill. And granted, that one took me a while to get because it's fucking hard. Kill 4 ghosts 4 times on 1 map. That's hard. I spent hours doing that shit. I sat and watched an entire movie before I got it. Like an hour and a half of just trying level 1 over and over and over and over again until I finally got it. Oh, I was watching The Scanner Darkly.
Oh.
Yeah. It took me... Yeah, that's another reason why I was screwed up to watch that. So I watched it twice. I still don't know. But, you know, it's hard to say that Pac-Man's worth 400 points. If I knew how they laid the game out, I wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have done it. Plus, I don't like Pac-Man. I like Miss Pac-Man better. That game was awesome.
All right, next up is Robo Blitz, and it's one of the two 1,200-point games.
Yeah, 15 and, bucks.
It's 1,200 because it uses the Unreal 3 engine.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's the biggest
reason. That's got to be it. It's, you know, very expensive to license that technology.
I tried playing the demo, and it sucked.
Me too. Did you even get all the way through it?
Oh, yeah, I played.
Really? Oh, I couldn't even tolerate it.
I even sat there at the end after I'd already beat all the demo and was, like, playing around with the physics gun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Launching barrels and connecting them to the ceiling and stuff with the...
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
I really, really did not enjoy that at all. Overall, I would say Robo Blitz is not worth it.
No way.
No way.
I'm not sure it'd be worth it for $8.
I'm not so sure it would either. And there's no replay value. You do those stupid little puzzles once, you're done. You know? However, they are adding a multiplayer patch pretty soon to that. And soon being in the next couple of months, so, and which is going to be free.
Right.
So that'll be nice. It'll be interesting to see how well that works out. I don't know if it'll be the dumbest multiplayer you've ever seen or what. We'll see. Robotron 2084. 400 points, old school arcade game, not as cool as Geometry Wars, and almost the same play. It's almost the same idea, except for on a small... You know what it plays like? A lot like Geometry Wars original version, like retro. It plays a lot kind of like that, except for, you know, there's humans walking on the map too, and you don't want them to, like, get killed or whatever. It's lame. Scramble, 400 points, a terrible game. This is... Gotta be another super short game, just not a whole lot of fun. You just fly off to the right, drop bombs on little fuel tanker things so your fuel goes up. Somehow, bombing fuel adds fuel to your airplane. And not very many levels. Overall, I didn't feel that was worth $400 at all. I played the demo, just not quite feeling it. You know, if they're gonna bring old arcade titles, bring quality arcade titles. Things that have withstood the test of time. Missile Command, or well, not Missile Command. What am I thinking of? Space Invaders.
Right.
You know that's better than Scramble. You know, yeah. There's a whole list of games. That are
Spy Hunter.
Way better. There you go. Spy Hunter. See, really fun arcade games that people want to play, not crap like this. Small Arms. Do you have this?
I don't.
Okay. This is one that I do have. It's 800 points. I got this, like, the day it came out. It's basically Xbox Super Smash Bros. 360 Live. It's actually pretty fun, though. It really is. I have a good time with it. I've played single player a bit, trying to figure it out. The graphics are really good. Yeah, really, really nice.
I played the demo.
Okay.
And when he says Super Smash Bros. Live, he means it, man. I mean, when you get knocked off the screen, it shows a little bubble window of where you are flipping around. I mean, it's...
It's just like it's a Super
Smash
like
Brothers with furry guys instead of.
But they're cool furry little. Some of them are animals. Some of them I'm not sure what to make of. What like I'm not quite sure what Lord Peep really is. But he's the guy I play. I dig him. He's got the old knight helmet on, like you know, and he's got like an old wooden crossbow. I dig that guy. He's cool. But they have things like the chicken guy and all the kinds of weird stuff. They have the rat guy seems cool. What's his name? Something funny. McNuts.
I haven't played enough to remember the names.
Some McNuts or something. It's pretty funny, though. And there's quite a few characters you can pick from. It's a very, very fun game to play with more than one person. I think you can have 4. Mm-hmm. And you go on live, you can play with 4 also. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the single console play is also 4. I've just never played with more than one person here. But playing on live is fantastic. There doesn't seem to be a lag issue at all. The controls are actually pretty workable. There is an awful lot of things that you have to press, and I was having some hard time at first with it. But it's not that bad once you really sit down and play it for a while. I like it a lot. There's even there's some unlockable guys. I think that gives a total of 12, I think, dudes. A whole bunch of different missions, like levels. And then there's a whole mess of things you can eat, you know, so you get health back.
Right.
You have to recharge your guns. There's a whole bunch of different guns, too. I mean, you can pick up, because they're not all free. There's that girl with the sword.
Oh, okay.
They're not all like animals. And then what else do they have? They have a shooting gallery. You can practice at little bonus mission rounds. They have a challenge mode. And that's pretty tough, because that seems to be more fun for me to play the challenge mode than it does to play the campaign. Mm-hmm. The campaign you just kind of go through, and if you die, all they do is cut your score in half, and then you just continue,
right?
And you get 3 men. On the challenge mode, it's kill as many dudes as possible without dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun. There's some serious challenge to it. I mean, it's really fucking hard. And one of the achievements is like kill a mess of dudes, like tons of guys. And it's really hard, so it's definitely going to take some practice and effort. It's really good. I think absolutely worth the 800 points. Smash TV. This is a very, very faithful, accurate arcade port of Smash TV. That's all there is to it. It's Smash TV. It's just like it. 400 points. That's probably a very good place to spend 400 points. It's very solid. I didn't do it because I don't like it that much.
Right.
I've got
very popular though. Smash TV.
It is. Yeah. I like it, but not. I wouldn't really put any time into it. It's not a bad game. I just wouldn't put any time into it. I've got better stuff now, you know, on the arcade to play. Street Fighter 2 is one of those better things to play. 800 points, worth every last penny. It is Street Fighter 2 goodness. When you're playing online, it's not laggy unless the other guy is doing something retarded. Usually he's got some porn downloading or something. Always. There's, you know, lag with two or three rounds in a row, and I'm getting pissed. Eventually you come, you know, start coming across people that are clued in and they don't have any lag, and there's some good people out there, people that are really amazing. But I do see that most people tend to play Ken. I get real tired of fighting against Ken. It's all day long, Ken.
But I wonder how much of that is because you play Ryu.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of it is. But the other only real downside to this game is that the D-pad on the 360 is so not cut out for Street Fighter. It's not horrible, though.
Mm.
I mean, compared to the DualShock, it's light years ahead of it, but it's still nowhere near a Nintendo D-pad.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't quite feel right, which is why I'm really hoping Microsoft puts out that new controller. I have three 360 controllers, and I would buy this. That black one with the better D-pad. And
right.
The, who cares about it glowing? I want the nice D-pad on it. Because I use it for other games, too, like Tony Hawk. I like using the D-pad. I can't get used to the analog sticks. So, we'll have to see about that controller coming out. Uno. Keeping black nudes nice and cool. 400 points to play Uno with some black guy with no shirt on. You don't believe in the phenomena? Try it. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
and let's see. You get special Uno decks. They have like a 35th anniversary deck, which changes up the way the cards look, whoopee-doo. They charge for a cameo deck.
Now, do other people...
I have absolutely no idea. They have to have... I, my guess is, for the 35th anniversary one... Well, it's a free download for the 35th anniversary one, so everybody probably has it. If you don't, I don't think it changes the play style of the game, so I think you only see the deck.
Okay.
But Cameo, I heard, at least with a little description, come to think of it, the description says new rules. So it might require that everybody else own it.
And is playing with
that Cameo deck. Right, I imagine. I do not see Uno being... I actually played the demo of this and was bored freaking stiff for some reason, and which is weird because I like playing Uno with cards, but it's different. You got four people there. I played against the computer.
Right.
It might be a lot cooler online, but I really don't care to see.
So it's kind of missing that round the kitchen table feel to it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. You get that with a bunch of dudes with no shirt on.
I know I usually have a bunch of dudes with no shirt on around my kitchen table.
Don't we all? Jesus. And
didn't we skip quite a few?
Did we? Oh, wow.
Are
what the hell?
Texas Hold'em to...
Wow. What the hell did I do? I did. You know what? It was messing up all the bold.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I went from S to U. What happened to T and W? Holy crap. All
right. So Texas Hold'em. It's actually quite popular. I think it's just the World Series poker craziness that's causing it.
800 points, though, for Texas Hold'em. It's bizarre. I don't see it. Well, it was also free.
Mm.
Just before I got my 360, it was free for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And so I missed out on it, which is fine. I'm not a huge Texas Hold'em poker fan, so I don't care.
Right.
But it does come with the Arcade Unplugged pack. Fantastic.
There you go.
Time Pilot, this is a crap. I don't like this. This is, to me, a crap arcade shooter. Mm-hmm. It's like, imagine if Geometry Wars only had, like, 8 directions. Like, you didn't have complete freedom of movement.
Right.
But you could get in the diagonal direction or the 90-degree angle direction, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like that on a free-floating area. You can pick up some power-ups, little parachuted boxes of goodies. I don't know. 400 points for an old arcade shooter. It's probably one of the better ones, though, really. Maybe not a timeless classic, but at least still fun, even like for people who haven't played it before.
Right.
There's Totem Ball. This game is free, but to replay it, you must have the Xbox Live Vision camera. Mm. And I heard it's pretty bad. And I don't see me spending $40 on a camera and jamming out this.
No.
I'll take my shirt off and play Udov. Wick and the Fable of Souls is 800 points. This game is actually also on the Arcade Unplugged pack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bizarre little puzzle kind of an action game.
Yeah, you are like a cross between a frog and a fairy or something.
Like a, you know what reminds me of those trolls with the hair?
Yeah.
It reminds me of those crazy things.
But he's got frog legs and
yeah.
He has a tongue that spits way out.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because you, like, the object of the game, at least in the demo, I haven't played the actual game,
right.
So it might change up later on, but you have to, like, grab these slugs with your tongue and spit them towards this, like, ogre thing.
Yeah.
And feed him, but there's flies that are running around, and they'll steal the slugs, and so you got to kill them.
It's bizarre.
And you can, like, swing with your tongue.
Yeah,
and
it's cool, though. And you can jump on, like, mushrooms, and they bounce you way up
right.
in the air, and then you can, of course, when you're up there, swing onto something, grab your, you know.
It's actually pretty cool. Like, I could see myself getting into it, but it might be a little rough for 800 points.
Right, that's where the problem lies in this game right there, I think, is that it's 800 points. 400? A whole hell of a lot more people would have probably bought this game.
Mm-hmm.
800 points is tough to stomach, but it comes on the Arcade Unplugged pack, so we'll have it here pretty soon to check out a little bit further. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, 800 points, doesn't seem to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I hate Mortal Kombat games. I don't like them, they're not fun, they feel stiff to me. This one apparently is even worse. There's no configurable control, so you're stuck with the default shit that they put you on. And the graphics, to me, still look like... they look worse than they did back then. They look terrible now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was not happy with this for 800 points. I did not buy this, thank God. Let's see, we did Uno. And Zuma is the last Xbox Live arcade game at
another
this point.
Another PopCap game.
Which is actually hella fun.
Another one of those games that the fat chick knows.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
You're a frog.
And
you like a stone frog.
Right.
It's like based on like Aztec type.
Right, it's cool because the music is dope. It's like, like I get all into it.
You spit the marbles into it and it's circling around you and you have to like make three or more.
Yeah.
Another one of those.
It's actually pretty fun though. Like
yeah.
This one is a little bit more, you know, it's like action-y mm-hmm. as opposed to like these other crappy ones like Bejeweled and Jewel Quest.
Magnetica for the DS for those.
Right. So, you know, it's a good game. 800 points is tough for these kind of games, though.
Mm-hmm.
These little tiny puzzle games.
Well, they were 20 when they were PopCap games.
Yeah, I know. That's insane.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Right.
my excuse for Astro Pop, that one is way more action-y, so that's why I ended up buying Astro Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't see Bejeweled even for $5 in this house. You know, I don't anyway. But I'm going to own that, too. I can't wait. All right. So, I don't know. Zuma is something I could see me picking up, though. I really could at some point if I'm bored enough. I'm rarely that bored that I want to light $10 on fire, though. But it's better than some of this other crap for 800 points. So, overall, though, the arcade, it's a pretty positive experience. There's something, I think, for everybody. You just have to take a look at it and go through the, you know,
and
test them all.
And hopefully it will continue to get better.
Right. Well, Microsoft said they were supposed to have 50 games by the end of the year, and they're not going to hit that. We're at 30, I think 39 with Assault
Heroes. They came pretty close, though. There'll probably be one or two more by the end of the year.
There better be... three more, right? What day is it? The 17th? So, 18th, 19th, so there's one on the 20th? Oh, the 27th. Okay, so two more. On Wednesday, Xbox Live Arcade Wednesday. And they better be games, Microsoft. This arcade, this Uno deck does not pass for a game. I'm sorry, and a patch to Texas Hold'em does not count as a game.
A patch?
They patched Texas Hold'em the week
and
before last,
game?
I think. Yeah. This was your release. I was pissed.
Ugh.
Really pissed. What I thought they should have done was release it for free for that week again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hell, you gave it away for free to begin with. So, anyway. That arcade unplugged disc that you can buy at the store is $40 US. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the total of those games on the disc seems to be 4,000 Microsoft points. We sat here and added it up, which works out to be $50 US, £34, 64 Canadian, or 5,920 some odd yen. Okay. For those Japanese listeners. That's a deal though. That means you're saving $10 in at least the US. I don't know what that adds up to in points for other countries. Mm-hmm. But that's not so bad. Now, points are available, if you don't know, on prepaid cards for 1,600 points for 20 bones. I actually heard there's a 2,800 point card. I have not seen this.
Wow.
I have not seen this, but I heard there was a 2,800 point card and that the first batch didn't work.
Whoa.
That's yeah. Nice. Yeah. So what you've got is you can 100 points... Billy Bucks, as you put them, is worth $1.25, which is a real pisser because it makes it fucked up to do the math. Mm-hmm. So 500 points you can get for $6.25. You can actually buy that directly on your Xbox. Pop your credit card number in, you can get 500.
You just press a button.
Yep, which is nice. I mean, it's very convenient.
It is, except for it makes me spend more than I should be.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's
but
so easy. Just press a button and bam, you got more Billy Bucks.
Yeah. You can use these points for the arcade games, for your gamer pictures, for your themes, for your movies, for your TV shows. You know, the Microsoft currency. And for 500 points for $6.25, and then that trend continues. You do not get a discount for buying quantity. 1,000 points is
$12.50. I'm really surprised, because you think Microsoft would like be holding on to your money.
Me too. 2,000 points available on Xbox Live is $25, and 5,000 points for $62.50, you can buy that prepaid card, 1,600 points for $19.99. Now, those are odd numbers, for a good reason. Notice there's no 500-point game, only 400-point game. That's a $1.25 they essentially want you to piss away on pictures.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, yeah.
You know, something stupid. Something really dumb. I have yet to purchase anything like that, I think.
I've purchased one picture pack.
I'm really upset about the one that you chose, too. Of all of them.
What?
Fucking Penny Arcade.
Yeah, I'm the Cardboard 2 Samurai. That's awesome.
I don't know about that. In any case.
What else am I going to be? The Oblivion Cunt? No.
Oh, no. The C word dropped in episode 140. Well, I got to remember that. That's only happened, I think, twice before, hasn't it?
Maybe.
So now, the question is, what games would we recommend? We had a lot of fun. I did, anyway. A lot of fun with this episode, talking about all these damn different arcade games. What should you buy? You know, I mean, a lot of the listeners and a lot of the people aren't our age, you know,
right.
A lot of them live at home, and you know, maybe you don't even have a job, you know, because you're younger. So maybe you only get a 1,600 point card for, you know, your birthday maybe or Christmas or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know, us two losers, on the other hand, pop that credit card in there, we ching, 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 you just keep pushing that button. It's great. Unfortunately, you're broke. So what if you only had 500 points? You know, if you could only convince, you know, mom or dad or grandma to pop in her credit card for $6.25, and you can only get 500 points, what would you buy?
You're getting Geometry Wars.
You have brain damage, mm-hmm. Okay? What if...
You just have that much against action games.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of people can't handle that, you know.
And if you're down with the puzzle games of arcade, you're on your own, buddy. I don't know.
Yeah, really. Good luck to you. 1,000 points. If you had 1,000 points to blow, what would you buy?
Yeah, I would. Obviously, you got to get Geometry Wars. That's.
See, you could get an 800-point game, though.
You could, but you'd be missing out on Geometry Wars.
Absolutely.
That's, like I said, the crowning jewel of arcade. I mean,
right.
It just is.
It is.
So, you're stuck with another 400-point game. Like you might have noticed, at least I, personally, don't really like a lot of the 400-point games. Most of them are pretty crappy.
Uno might be a solid second game for that. And I would say Geometry Wars and Gauntlet. Because that's, you know, Gauntlet is some long playing fun if you can get online and play with that. And Geometry Wars is a must have. So if you're one of the lucky few, maybe a stocking stuffer, you know? Hint, hint, mom and dad, stocking stuffer. A 1,600-point card. You know, prepaid cards. This is probably the preferred way to do this anyway, because you don't have to pop a credit card into Xbox.
And it's stuck there. Anybody can log
into
your shit.
Yeah, I really don't like that.
And buy points.
I think that's bullshit, personally. But 1,600 points, I'm going to have to say Geometry Wars for 400, Gauntlet for 400, and either Assault Heroes or Small Arms tend to be the games that I want, like, first. Those would be, if that's what I was limited to, those would be the games that, to me, offered the most replay value and time. Either, I'm not, some people would want the Small Arms gameplay, some would want the Assault Heroes. And I'm kind of torn on the two. They're different. Assault Heroes seems like it's going to offer less fun in the long run, though.
Right. Assault Heroes does seem to have that, I'm going to get bored of this eventually.
A while. Small Arms, at least, you know, you run into people online that can whoop your ass, you know. But I'm really enjoying it, so maybe Small Arms might be the better bet, but maybe you're not into that. Maybe you do not play games online. Maybe you don't have Xbox Live Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Assault Heroes is a good bet.
Because I chose Geometry Wars, obviously, for 400 points. Outpost Coloki X. Now, like I said, I'm not much for tycoon games, but this is a lot of fun. It's a very different gameplay than Geometry Wars is.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's probably the best bang for your buck in the whole arcade, aside from maybe Geometry Wars,
right.
It never ends.
Right.
but Outpost Coloki X, there's a lot to the game. There's a lot of free stuff, mini campaigns to download.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
There's some that are free. There's right? Your purchase system here leaves you 400 points.
Right, because those are the only two games. Like I said, I don't really like the 400-point games. So I left 400 points. Maybe a 400-point game comes out later.
This is coming from the dude that has Feeding Frenzy, by the way.
I don't have the problem only having 1,600 points. I could buy the whole fucking arcade if I want to. So, and Outpost Coloki X has a lot of free campaigns and a lot of 1 and 200 point campaigns. So there's a lot to that game, and again, very different from. So you have your action, and then you have something a little different.
Now, what if it's your birthday and Christmas? Maybe you were one of the lucky few to get 2 1,600 point prepaid cards. So, and we chose these prices based on the most likely things that are going to get purchased. And a lot of the times you will wind up with 2 1,600-point cards. You know, I mean, it just happens. You get one from mom and dad or whatever, you know. So 3,200 points is quite a bit to spend. Let's see how those lists changed up. What would you suggest?
So I picked GeoWars again, Outpost Coloki X again, Cloning Clyde, because that is a pretty good platformer, and probably...
Assault Heroes. Okay. That also saves you some points, doesn't it?
Again, that saves the 400 points.
Right.
Maybe some more expansion points. Maybe there's an arcade game that's going to come in a month or two that...
Right.
Oh, wow, I'm glad I saved those points.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I, again, stuck with the very same list, essentially, except for rather than the Assault Heroes or, it's Assault Heroes and Small Arms, of course, Gauntlet and Geometry Wars, and Street Fighter 2. Because... That's a timeless classic for fighting games,
mm-hmm.
And they did a great job with it. They really did a pretty good job with it. I mean, the game's fine. It's the controller that needs just a little bit of work, but it's totally workable. I have not run across the time where the controller has failed me. It just doesn't feel as good as the Super Nintendo controller, and this game would be impossible on a PlayStation for me. So if you're lucky enough to get those 3,200 points, those are the games you should be looking at. Now, we actually excluded Mutant Storm Reloaded from this list. Okay, I very well may have put it on my list because this is how this came up, because Mutant Storm Empire is coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know the price on that yet, but I really like Mutant Storm, and I would have probably dropped Assault Heroes or Small Arms. The more I look at the list, I probably would have dropped Assault Heroes for Mutant Storm.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like Assault Heroes, I really do. It's a great game. It doesn't have that mega replay value, I don't think, yet. I mean, it's brand new, so I haven't had but 5 days to play it yet.
My biggest problem with Assault Heroes, I think, is more along the fact that I'm putting so much time into Geometry Wars that I miss that real quick responsive movement.
Right. It is
slower. Because you're a truck.
Right.
You're a vehicle, and so you drive like a vehicle, and so... When you have to go backwards, you don't go into reverse.
Right.
You like twist
turn.
Around.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That takes time. And yeah. I think it's more the fact that I'm playing like 3 hours of Geometry Wars,
right.
And then I switch to Assault Heroes, and it's not moving.
I have
correctly.
Had this problem too. Right. So, and that's why I said before, I was like, I'm just gonna have to quit Geometry Wars so
right.
I can play this. You know, and this will get out of my system. Geometry Wars is a disease you'll have for life. It's like Geometry Wars
it's
herpes
like
or something.
There's some comic, I can't remember his name, he's black. And he's...
Oh, they all look alike anyway.
Oh, yeah. No. But one of his bits is, once you have one, you're fucked for life. You have to find a girlfriend.
Anyway. That is awesome. So anyway, Mutant Storm Reloaded got dropped, only because Mutant Storm Empire is coming out soon, which looks that much better. It really does look that awesome.
Oh, a lot.
You know, so I can't wait for that. That'll be, I'm sure, for me, another purchase on release day. It's a fun little game to play. Mm. Sitting around at 1 a.m., waiting for the release, seeing how bad Microsoft decided to fuck us this week. It's terrible. Now, there are some upcoming awesome games for the Live Arcade here.
And some not so awesome.
And some, not so awesome. Heavy Weapon is coming out, which looks decent. This is going to be one of the ones I agonize over. Like, should I blow the $10?
It's the one PopCap game I have liked.
It's not bad. And it's like a side-scrolling tank shooter game.
Right. And you get every time you beat a level, you get, like, a choice between, like, 8 weapons, I think it was. And you could buy the next level of this weapon, or you can buy the new weapon, and you have like, each weapon has like maybe 5 slots that they get better and better. And you can even pull those points out and put them somewhere else for the next level. It was actually pretty cool.
Huh, okay. That's supposed to be 800 points also. Right. And that's gonna be a tough one. I really don't know about that. There's Novadrome. It's some kind of vehicle combat game.
Mm-hmm.
800 points again.
Something along the lines of Carmageddon or maybe Twisted Metal.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to have to seriously wait and see. It almost seems like it has some kind of a weird futuristic look to it, though. So I'm not so sure exactly what to expect. Mutant Storm Empire, of course. Pinball FX. Not so sure about that.
Yeah. Digital Pinball is kind of...
I've played one that I liked.
Yeah.
Epic Pinball. It did not use the Unreal Zero engine. It was an old Epic game, but it was good. It was actually a really fun... They had this fucking board, dude, called Android, where you had to score certain points and hit certain ramps, and you could bring this little Android to life. I mean, you know, it didn't move.
Right.
But it said, AI initiated, you know? It was awesome. I played the shit out of that. There was all kinds of boards. That was probably the most fun one, though.
Castle Crashers is coming. I think this looks like a really cool multiplayer experience.
It does, yeah.
I think it could be
really
fun.
It's actually pretty
fun.
Popular because I think it's on the PC also. Oh, a lot of these are. Right. A lot of these are. And you can actually, you know what, go to YouTube. Type in fucking Heavy Weapon. There's videos of that. There's videos of Mutant Storm Empire.
Mm-hmm.
See the uberness. How much better this is than Mutant Storm Reloaded, which isn't a bad game. It's just not as good as Empire, it looks like. I don't even know what Alien Hominid is.
I'm not sure either. That's why I let you.
Yeah, Megaforce, Settlers of Catan. I can't even pronounce this one. Carcassonne?
Yeah, Paperboy?
Fucking Paperboy. This is bullshit.
Root Beer Tapper, which...
That's bullshit, too. Both of these games suck.
It wasn't Root Beer Tapper, was it? It was beer. It was just Tapper.
Right, it was a Budweiser game.
Yeah.
Yeah. This game's ass. And it's still ass.
No, I kind of liked it.
Oh, my God.
From way back in the day, it was pretty cool. You had to, like, go from thing to thing.
I know. It sucked, though.
It was like Burger
okay,
Time.
This is 400 points that you're not going to spend. So.
No, I doubt it. No. But.
Miss Pac-Man. This will break me. This will be my next old... We need a name for, like, the arcade games. The Xbox Live arcade games. The
MAME games.
I want to call them, like, the Xbox MAME games or something. Xbox MAME arcade games, yeah. So, this, I'll end up buying Miss Pac-Man, I know it. I liked this one so much more. Played the crap out of it. I'm kind of embarrassed I played it that much. I had that little fucking Coleco deal, you know? Dude. My grandparents probably wanted to kill me.
I sucked at it, but... New Rally X, which sounds like a racing game?
Waka 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 waka. New Rally X. No, remember Rally X, the old arcade racing game?
No.
It's like overhead and it sucks monkey ass.
Well, there's a couple of those. Off-Road was good, though. But
no, that's more like isometric.
Oh.
Off-Road was the fucking shit, homie. Where the fuck is our Off-Road on the arcade?
It won't play right without the wheel.
It'll play good enough because it will because I played it on the Super Nintendo and it was good.
Mm.
It was good enough. It wasn't perfect.
Right.
It was missing the wheel, but it's not terrible.
sitting there elbowing your buddy because you
swung
your wheel too hard.
Like, see, I would dig a 400-point super sprint, you know, an 800-point off-road. Wow. I forgot. That'd be a great... See, there's good games out there. And Spy Hunter, you said, I'm not a fan of it, but that'd be good.
I like Spy Hunter.
Where's the really good games? The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Fuck yes.
There's some really... Strider! This is a no-brainer!
Mm-hmm.
I would fucking buy that game in a hot minute.
Strider was really good.
Strider was amazing. I owe that game money.
It's one of my favorite games on the Genesis was Strider.
That was a good game.
This
is interesting.
Sonic High Speed. Now, what is this?
This is a new side-scrolling Sonic game. Well, they have one for the PSP. Don't forget. Rivals.
Do they?
Sonic Rivals. We need to look into that. There's also a hack game. You know, runs on a modified PSP. Or, I mean, well, you know, one that runs homebrew stuff.
Right.
I can't think of what it's called. Like Sonic Heroes or something, I think. And it's put out by some dude, I think.
Really?
But it's supposed to be pretty fun. And it's an old, like, 2D Sonic. I think he just ripped the sprites out of the old games and made a game. It's supposed to be pretty fun. But my understanding is this is a new Sonic game. And that could be good.
Fuck yes, it could.
I mean, an arcade game from Sega.
Yeah.
You know? Hell yeah. This is what I think Sega does best. The more I think about it, when I look back, this is what I like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Track and field.
Fuck that. This is such bullshit. You guys are fucking up the arcade. See, Microsoft doesn't know what they're doing with this arcade. If you remember when they had the arcade on the original Xbox,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was like, you know, they even had fucking Ms. Pac-Man, for God's sakes, you know?
It had a disc, and it had Ms. Pac-Man
right.
on it.
They had all kinds of games, but they were arcade games, mm-hmm. which may or may not have been okay. Okay, at the time it was fine. It was a good idea. But now that we know, they've given us Geometry Wars, there's no going back. Okay? You cannot give us track and field. Russian Attack? It's not on the list, but I remember it being a release game. Russian Attack? That game is bullshit.
That's the problem. I don't think it's a problem that they're bringing in old games, like we were saying, bring in the good ones.
Okay. Yeah, because, okay.
Bring in the ones that we go look back in our memory and go,
Mercs.
Oh, fuck yes.
Mercs. Three-player Mercs.
The ones that just ate up our, our allowances.
Nobody spent hundreds of dollars on Russian Attack. Nobody didn't eat because they were playing track and field.
You got stuff like Dig Dug, and that might have been really fucking popular, but it was popular for, like, our parents.
Right, yeah, exactly. People that probably aren't playing video games still.
Yeah,
you know?
Dig Dug's a little old.
It is.
As far as...
I mean, okay, Pac-Man's old, but it's a timeless classic.
Yeah.
Galaga is a timeless classic. Paperboy is not. Okay.
I'll pick up my Game Boy.
You know, seriously, they need smarter people picking these games or something, or okaying some of these games.
So we have Super Contra.
That might be better.
Yeah.
That might be really cool.
Worms, which
is done.
Yeah.
This could be this week's release, for all I know. This game has been done for a while, and it's just waiting for these guys. It must be like a dude who doesn't speak any English and has never played a video game in his life that works at the Microsoft Xbox Arcade.
He's got
fucking
a giant list on a dartboard, and he's just throwing them.
Seriously, because there's supposed to be a quality control. For these games.
There's a group of dudes that decided what's coming out?
They play them to make sure there's nothing wrong with them.
Wrong.
And how do we get shit like Contra that's broken as all hell? Defender that doesn't turn when it's supposed to. I mean,
they were pressured to get it out.
I think so. But I mean, God, how hard could it be to fix the control on Defender? Contra's networking issues and weird bugs might take some time, and they delayed that one months anyway, or like at least a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, Worms has been done for a while, according to the developer, and he said it's just waiting for approval.
I very well might have to pick up Darwinia.
Yeah?
That seems pretty cool.
It's probably going to be an 800-point game. So for $10, can you go wrong?
You can, but...
Yeah, you can.
And Missile Command is the last of our list.
Fucking Missile Command! Okay, now granted, it's a redone. You know, so it's Missile Command...
Like
Retro Evolved, you know? No, I'm tacking the Geometry Wars thing onto all of these that are redone. Okay? There's also, I mean, and these are all the somewhat soon list, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
These are the list of games that supposedly are coming out in the next, like, month.
Right.
2 months, maybe, I think, as we went out as far. So the Missile Command one does look redone, but, dude, I don't want to fucking play Missile Command again. It wasn't that good. Not please. Not please. Where's Killer Instinct? That would be a great game to put on the arcade. I just want it that bad.
I know.
Fuck. I have been denied for too long.
We need just another one.
Yeah, well, that's what I really want, but, you know, they're pissing around making hats and shit for Viva Pinata. Which I'm going to own, and I can't.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Hey, that is going to be a fat platformer.
I hope so. I didn't like the first one, so we'll see.
We'll see. It looks good. I mean, the graphics look astounding. They really look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, of what little we've seen, we saw, like, a trailer for it, I think, is out right now.
Right.
Where the guy's, like, drawing, and he opens the door.
I have to say, I really want more platformers. I miss that sort of thing.
We are lacking.
Get rid of this, like, overshooting thing, like what Jack and Daxter turned into, Ratchet and Clank.
What's wrong with Cameo? That's a great game, you know?
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, yeah, we need more than just Cameo.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. And games like Dead Rising just didn't cut it, you know? Mm-hmm. They were all right. They didn't cut it.
Yeah, that's not really a platform. That's not jumping around.
What would you call it? Well, no, not with superhuman powers, but you're fighting zombies.
Well, yeah, it's like an action game.
Like an action platformer game?
You're not jumping from platformer to platform.
That doesn't necessarily make a platformer.
I think that's why they call it platformer.
I don't think that's the definition of platformer. I don't think so. I think it's that style of gameplay. You don't necessarily have to be jumping. And there is some of that. There's some of that bullshit in the goddamn trying to fight that bitch on a motorcycle while you're jumping up and down the whatever the hell it is, the scaffolding type thing. Mm. You can walk up it too or jump and stuff. In any case, we did see two movies this week.
Yes.
It's fucking Borat. Now this movie was supposed to be the fucking Cat's Pajamas.
There's a lot of people like going all off on this game.
Movie. I heard about this on the radio, you know, like talk radio, morning, wacky DJ type shows.
And I think it's because of how it came out.
How did it come out?
Well, because he was really going across the country.
Ah, that has to be
pretending to be this guy.
Right, that has to be it then. Okay, I didn't know. I missed all of this fake.
I did too, I was just told about it.
Oh. I have no idea why it was so popular. But, after everybody saw it, and everybody said, yeah, it was pretty funny, nobody talks about it anymore, it seems like.
It's because it was crap.
It was. It was complete
God.
Ass.
There's a few scenes that I kind of chuckled at myself.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the gigantically fat dude running around naked was not one of them.
Oh, my God. That ruined the movie, like, as if it wasn't already a piece of shit movie. Three quarters of the way through, you see this, like, 350-pound fat dude running butt naked through a fucking hotel.
He may be 350 pounds, but he was also, like, 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
This guy was fat.
That was some nasty shit.
Ugh.
I mean, not the kind of thing that makes for a good movie, you know? Particularly with, you know what the only funny thing in that whole scene was? The giant, huge black bar.
That was kind of funny.
You know, because I'm looking at that at first going, what the fuck? This black bar is like dangling below his knees. Yeah. That made me chuckle a little, but it was you know, disgusting.
The problem is it had too much of a reality TV feel.
It really did, I hate reality
TV.
Yeah.
I really do.
It definitely did. They had, I mean, the worst of the worst, like, jokes where they're out in Kazakhstan and they've got his wife there and they got the cow in the house and the guy, this is a VCR.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking Jesus, you know? I mean, I don't know. Overall, it felt pretty bad. The cowboy guy, you know, we're trying to get rid of those gays, you know?
Yeah.
And like, they had this whole thing with these gay guys, and I don't know. It just... He falls in love with Pamela Anderson.
Because he sees his first episode of Baywatch.
Yeah, I mean...
It's just bad.
It's terrible. You mean... Okay, I laughed at the long black censored bar. I laughed at the gypsy. That was funny shit. The lady at the yard sale, and he's like, gypsy woman, what did you do with the people that lived in this house, you know?
Give me your tears and I shall take them.
That was funny. That was pretty funny. And the retarded guy, he's not retarded, the retired fucking guy. That was pretty funny, where he's like, I mean, it was like a four-line thing, too. That was it. And I did kind of chuckle at that, where he's like, what do you do? I'm retired.
I laughed.
You're retarded? Yes. Mentally or physically?
I laughed at the part where he goes and meets the gangsters. and they're like,
oh yeah.
There was a couple parts there where I laughed kind of hard.
Yeah. The movie sucked.
Yeah.
Overall, it was a waste of time. Mm-hmm. This wasn't even like bad stupid humor. You know, like there's some movies like that, like Scary Movie, I would rate probably better than this crap. You know, shit like that, where at least it's over the top bad humor. Right. You know, and the weird thing is this guy, he's got, you know, what are the other guy, Borat and
Ali G.
That is kind of funny. I've seen a couple of those, and I actually laugh pretty hard at some of those. You know, the
British Rasta,
yeah.
Like, G guy.
Yeah. I like it. I liked. I mean, to an extent.
Respect.
Not enough to watch a movie about it, I don't know, though. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I 250 out of 875.
I decided to agree with that. 250
out of 875. It probably deserved less. But if you can rent this movie for $250 and you want to torture somebody, strap them to the chair with some duct tape and make them watch this fucking movie. It's that bad. Now, on the other token, I think... we saw A Scanner Darkly, which...
Well, we know we saw it.
Right. Right. I think we saw A Scanner Darkly, and I said this before, and I want this immortalized on the show. I said this immediately after watching it.
Mm-hmm.
This was either the fattest movie I've seen in a long time, or I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
At all.
It was very weird.
I have no idea what's going on, which is okay, because each individual scene was good enough.
Mm.
But the overall story was so confusing, but it was good, though. Like, at the end, it does pretty much clear, you know, things up.
I didn't really like it until I got to the end, and I went, oh.
Huh. It explains an awful lot and ties everything together pretty well, you know, and in kind of a trippy kind of way, too. It really makes you think.
This is the movie you might know what we're talking about and not remember. A while back, it's the movie that was, like, almost cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, filmed and then gone through a computer filter that, like, made it all, like, drawn.
Yeah, which is a very interesting style, which I liked it. It came out really cool.
That's probably the best part of the movie.
I don't know. The acting was pretty goddamn good by a lot of the actors in there.
It was, but without that film, the way they did the film, it wouldn't have had that punch and made you feel like you were fucked up on the
movie. Right, okay, definitely.
That was the biggest thing the filmography did, is it made you feel fucked up.
Right.
And so it made you, like...
yeah, you're right.
...play a part with these...
It did a good job.
These druggies.
Yeah. So, they have these freaky suits that they wear in this movie that, like, shapeshifts them, kind of. It's more like a illusion. Like a hologram, even.
Right.
Ish.
Because the one guy is
I'm trying to describe this the best I can, and I don't know how to describe the suit.
It basically projects, like, pieces of people.
Right.
And randomly places, like, you might have someone's nose and someone else's eyes.
Yeah. Now, and it's constantly changing, like, every second.
Right.
It's just, every piece is shifting on its own timer, it seems like, too. And this is used for, like, anonymity.
Right, it's to protect,
like law enforcement.
Right. Because one of the guys is investigating himself.
Right. And he...
But even the cops don't know that he is...
That's what I was going at.
...who he is.
He's, like, the bad good guy.
Right.
You know? He's, you know, and this is the Keanu Reeves character.
Right.
Okay. He, and like you said, the cops don't know the cops, which really protects you. You know, if you don't know who the good guys are, and you don't know who the bad guys are, you can kind of take an objective look at the scenario. And now imagine being an undercover officer in something like this. I mean, it's very bizarre how this story unfolds, except for you have, you know, your main cast of character. Oh, crap, what's the one guy's name? There's Woody Harrelson?
I don't know the other guy's name.
Robert Downey Jr.? Is that it?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. And then there's the crazy guy in the beginning. That guy's fucking awesome. He does such a good job.
He does.
And then Keanu. Right. And then who's the chick? She's popular, too.
Chick,
no, but she's popular, she? Too, I think. Yeah, and I don't know what her name is. Mm. So anyway, we need to really tag team this one. This is tough. I think they thought they were selling a lot of drugs.
Right. I think so. Either they were selling them, or that they knew, like, the guy making them.
That would make more sense, at least, because they didn't seem to be selling shit, really. Right. They seemed to be using and buying, and they had connections to that chick, who seemed to at least be a player.
Right.
You know, because they got them from her, so maybe she knew, and they wanted to get close to her. Yeah, we're confusing the shit out of everybody. Like I said, we're confused. We're fucked up. This movie was crazy. But, you know, during the movie, they did a fantastic job of making you feel fucked up, too. Because the dialogue would flow in such a way that it's not logical. And your brain would try to make sense of it, though. And you're just all kinds of screwed up about it. And it's really good. The dialogue reminded me a lot of Fear and Loathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he gets screwed up and he starts talking to himself.
You can tell this was written by someone who has been fucking road.
They know what they're doing. Well, yeah, I think you could tell anyway. Even if you couldn't tell, there's people out there that don't know. You know, at the end of the movie, they rattle off a list of friends.
Right, right.
That were fucked. You know, that had ruined their lives on drugs.
Or were either like now
dead or psychotic breakdowns.
Right.
Stuff like this. Yeah. I mean, so that was kind of a sad, you know, thing to see at the end, in the memory of all these guys, and it would tell you what happened to them, and I'm sure friends of the original author and whatnot. But it was a hell of a good movie, though.
Mm.
I mean, there were so many weird little funny scenes in it. Like, not even so much funny. They were just dead serious conversations, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe the logic these guys are following. You know?
I decided I really wanted to try reading the book, because there seemed to be a lot about the cop part.
Yeah.
That was just missing.
Yeah, it did seem like it was. Yeah.
That's why I didn't like it until the end.
It starts out strong, though.
Right.
It starts out with a good look on him, and then poof, you're off for a long time.
That's why I didn't really like it until the very end, because I'm sitting there going, why the fuck is he investigating himself?
Right.
What the fuck does this mean? Why?
I think we did a good job of making it clear, too, that we had no idea, because earlier we stumbled through. I mean, it's a very bizarre movie, but highly recommended, because, I mean, at the end of it, it does tie a lot of it together.
Yeah.
It does feel like, you know, hey, the book probably tells you a lot more, and there was still one scene that I have absolutely no idea about, the girl, where he sleeps with the girl, I think.
There's video cameras all over his house, because they're investigating him.
Right, and he's watching the video back, and he's, like, seeing somebody else or something.
But he, like, flips a switch and she changes.
Yeah. I can't figure it out still. And it's only because of the art style. If the movie was with humans,
right.
I could tell who that character was supposed to be.
Right.
And for some reason, I couldn't tell whether it was his wife.
It was garbled a little too much.
I just couldn't make it out. I'm not quite sure what happened there. But it was great. I really did. I mean, I came out of that movie just, like, going, wow. And I watched it again, like, the next day, you know, and I'm going to watch it again and again, I'm sure. I'm going to flip it on because I'm going to figure this out. And, you know, I did almost a better job of watching it the second time than the first time because I wasn't watching it.
Mm.
I was playing Geometry Wars or something, you know, and I was listening to the dialogue, and it was almost like the movie made more sense when I wasn't, like, tripping out watching the visuals of it. It was weird.
You didn't feel like you were on acid.
Yeah, exactly. It was very strange, but a hell of a good movie. I highly suggest... I might have to buy this movie.
Hmm.
It's really, really good. I mean,
it is a shame that it was only an indie, like, limited run.
Yeah.
I don't think it was even in Reno.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think so. I never saw it on. You know, maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Really?
Not here, though.
Oh.
Not here, but near here. Like, I was at work driving around, and I saw it at a theater. I didn't watch it. I drove past and saw it on the sign that said this is here, because I remember I can picture it in my head written somewhere.
Hmm. So it was a very limited run, at any rate. It was.
I have, like, this half-photographic memory sometimes. And that's why I can picture it, but I can't picture where I was. That's fucking weird. I may have been out of town. Like, at my sister's or something.
Oh, you did go that
time. Yeah.
And it might have been around that time.
Yeah. I can't, because I can't place where I'm seeing it. Mm. Like, I can picture what the theater looks like. Right, exactly. And I can't picture where that was now. Oh, that's messing me up. Okay. We gotta go, because I'm screwed up now. But anyway, I'm gonna go with $7 out of $8.75.
I actually went $7.50 out of $8.75.
So this is definitely a solid movie.
I gave it that extra 50 cents because of how well it made you feel fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it puts you in that situation.
That's a feat.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
There's
hard
only
to
a
do.
Couple movies that have done that to me, and I'm just. Fear and Loathing is another one.
Yeah. Great, great film. A Scanner Darkly, this is called. You gotta check this out. Next week, ideally, we have at least two other movies to watch. Depends on what I can get Mr. Barr here to watch. We're gonna talk about Snakes on a Plane.
Motherfucking Snakes on this motherfucking plane?
If you don't watch it, we're going to have to talk about it anyway.
Okay.
Because I know you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
And of all fucking movies, Dead or Alive came out. And I have seen this. And I'm just going to say, I was surprised by this movie. And so you will be watching it this week.
Okay.
You will be. So next week, hopefully, we'll at least talk about those two. I don't know what we're going to have on the slate for games.
Hopefully it won't be a whole hour longer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hopefully it'll be on time. But, you know, we just had so much cool stuff to talk about the arcade this week.
Yeah,
we
so
had
hopefully those people that have new 360s and whatnot, you have a better idea of what you need
exactly
to get.
Exactly what's out there. And I even know people that have had these things for a while. Oh, I've never looked at that before. I'm like, what the hell? What's wrong with you people?
At least get the demo. It's free.
I know. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, shit, you bought the premium one. You got this hard drive sitting there. Do you know what it's for?
Use it.
Jesus, people. All right. Peace out.
Later.